from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University in the main auditorium at 3026 McLean. Be there.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, talk to me, sister.
To you, you were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the low knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I sit down?
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the morning wake-up call. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness gracious. John Bowman, State Representative John Bowman, Chairman of the Black Caucus John Bowman, indicted along with 16 others in a bank and credit card fraud scheme. Oh, we need to talk about this. Oh, yes, we do. We need to talk about this. Huh. And I want to talk about it from several different perspectives. I want to talk about it from the perspective of how the story is being told. I want to talk about it from the perspective of what it means. I want to talk about it from the perspective of what we should be saying about it. I want to talk about it from the perspective of the future of the Black Caucus. What should happen with the Black Caucus? My name is Liz Brown. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. And it's going to be a busy day. It's going to be a busy, 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 busy. Did I say busy? It's going to be a busy day.
The 2005 Tony Award and the Pulitzer Prize.
Received universal raves.
And became the biggest sensation Broadway has seen in years.
That play is Doubt, John Patrick Shanley's electrifying drama.
And now, in a very rare event, a smash hit play arrives here with its original Tony-winning star, the incomparable Cherry Jones.
The New York Times raves, Doubt is the stuff of great art.
Entertainment Weekly gives it an A, cheering this is a breathtaking play, and Cherry Jones is divine.
And the Washington Post calls Doubt a provocative drama that resonates profoundly with audiences.
Don't miss this truly rare chance to experience director Doug Hughes' powerhouse production of the play that has theatergoers buzzing long after the curtain falls.
With Cherry Jones, the star who is making theatrical history in the role of a lifetime.
The most talked about play of the year, Doubt.
Call for tickets today.
Coming to the Fox Theater February 20th through 25th. On sale now at the Fox and through Metrotix. Presented by the Repertory Theater of St. Louis.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down. At 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU 920 a.m.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And let me tell you this. If you attend only one public meeting this year, this is the one that you need to attend. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, that's DESE, will be in town on January 30th, Tuesday, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University. Why? They want to hear from you about your opposition to the state takeover of our district. Look, this is an important meeting. Everybody needs to be there. If you only attend one meeting this year, attend this one. Tuesday, January 30th, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University in the main auditorium at 3026 McLean. Be there.
Be in the know as you're on the go with Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Your past can't go that way. Can't put it on another day. I don't care what others say. They think we don't listen anyway. Time has come today.
Oh, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get to me. Democratic State Representative John Bowman, St. Louis, Missouri, was indicted with 16 others in a bank and credit card fraud scheme. And that's what the U.S. attorney is saying out of Missouri. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch is reporting that he is the chairman of the Legislative Black Caucus. He wasn't at the Capitol office today and could not be immediately reached for comment at other telephone numbers. It says that Bowman met with a man by the name of Connor at a Bank of America branch office in Chesterfield in January 2006 and submitted a fraudulent credit card application in the name of Bowman Consulting. Now, I don't think that it is a particular genius. If this is accurate, the problem is there are many problems with this. If this is true, it is very, very, very sad. If this is true, it is very, very, very sad. Because here's how, according to the indictment, it's a 37-count indictment. Lots of people have pled guilty already. 37-page indictment. Lots of people. Robert Connor, he's the ringleader. John Bowman's name is listed second. Robert Baker, Bobby Baker, William Hart, Diamond White, lives on Minerva, Gerald Maurice Rankin, Monica Golston, Jacqueline Green, Jerry Brown, Ulysses Green, Joanna Davis, Glenda Chambers, Lois Goldstein. Regina Davis, Donald Mason, Carl Peters, Max Davis. Four other people pled guilty and await sentencing. Lemoyne G. Thomas, a former Pine Lawn police officer. Arthur Thomas Webb Carr. Angela Webb Carr. Dr. Paulitha Phillips Washington. The sad thing about this is the accusation. Here's how they say that the scheme worked. That there would be here's how it worked. Borrowers fraudulently applied for credit lines in the names of various business entities, many of which did not exist as legitimate businesses. Their applications contained fraudulent information such as the business entity name, its status as a legitimate business, the amount of time the business had been in operation, the annual income of the applicant, the gross and annual revenue of the entity listed on the applications. Connor knew that the borrowers were not personally credit worthy at the time of the false credit applications were submitted. A total of $1,213,000 were in fraudulent charges made on credit card fraudulently approved by Connor. Now, here's the sad thing. But one of the things that Connor did, how did Connor, according to the U.S. attorney, Connor demanded a cash kickback payment of $2,500 to $5,000 from each applicant. Okay? So he was getting $2,500 to $5,000 in a kickback, according to the indictment. Now, here's the sad piece of this. And this is just sad. John Bowman is accused of obtaining $44,050 in a cash advance. Subtract $2,500 from that. If that's the amount, that's the dreadful part to me. There are many elements of the dreadful parts, but that is dreadful. A lousy two grand? And your name is sullied forever now. Now, the interesting piece of this is that Bowman Consulting, I know, exists because it got money from the Democratic Party during the last campaign cycle, lots and lots of thousands of dollars. So I am curious to see, as the evidence comes out on this, if this is accurate. Because I know that the entity existed, and I don't know what they put down on the applications. But if this is true, and I surely hope that it's not, I surely hope that this is not. But if it's true, it is sad. $2,000? That's all? And all these other people, all these other people caught up in this mess. They say that the guy who approved these credit advances, Connor, was getting kickbacks of $2,500 to $5,000. And the problem this is, and the question that arises, and this is what I would like your help on. The question from my perspective that arises, should John Bowman step down as chairman of the Black Caucus? We've had this discussion on this air before about the lengths to which John Bowman went to get that position. We've talked about how John Bowman didn't follow the rules. I tried to call him. I did call him time after time after time to get his input into what happened and how he obtained the chairmanship of the Black Caucus. It was a dirty deal. Shouldn't have gone down like that. He treated people poorly in his desire to be chairman of the Black Caucus. The question now that arises is whether or not John Bowman should stay as the chairman of the Black Caucus. Do we put ourselves ahead of? I mean, granted, he hasn't been found guilty of anything. He has not been found guilty of anything. And as a former defense attorney, I am the first to say, just because they say it's true, don't make it true. Having said that, it is still appropriate to raise the question of whether or not he stays as chairman. Does the organization suffer needlessly as a result of his position? I'm not saying not stay a member. I'm saying stay as the chairman. What if every event that the Black Caucus holds, the question is about how's your trial going? Did you do this? Can the Black Caucus get legitimate business done with this indictment? Can it? 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Connor also has a Thirty-seven charges, and Connor's two vehicles, a 2006 Hummer and a 2006 GMC Yukon, are subject to forfeiture. That's a whole lot of money right there, isn't it? That's a whole lot of money on eight wheels. A 2006 Hummer and a 2006 GMC Yukon. That's a lot of money. 1-877-920-WGNU. And I got to ask the questions that I always have to ask, you know, is this case being treated differently? We need to talk. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Good morning, St. Louis, 28 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Let's take a look at your traffic for the 6:30 editions. Eastbound 270 at 370 in McDonald. Look for an accident that's been cleared at McDonald Boulevard, but expect some delays. Eastbound 44 from Merrimack River Bridge into 270. Look for an accident on the shoulder, and that's right at the shoulder at 270, so expect slow traffic. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for a stall that's been cleared just west of the PSB, but you can expect some delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing. Eastbound 40 from Spady through McKnight, and then again from Maryville Center through Mason Road. Look for some delays. Westbound 270 at Hold the Halls Ferry and West Florissant is on the move. Northbound 270 at 44. Look for some delays around that interchange. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill through 255-270 interchange. Look for a bit of a slowdown there. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road through 79. Look for some delays. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Partly cloudy and windy with a few flurries possible today. Highs only in the lower 20s for this evening. Clear with a low around 10. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 30s. Wednesday evening, snow showers, 60% chance with a low in the mid-20s. And Thursday, that snow showers will continue with a high in the mid-30s. Chance of snow on Wednesday evening and Thursday looks like about 60 to 70%. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have some clouds, 17 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 16, but the wind chill outside makes it feel like it's minus 2. So bundle up if you're headed out to the bus stop. That is a look at this hour's traffic and weather. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, more riveting radio with the award-winning Wake-Up Call and your host, Liz Brown. She'll be back. I'm Howard Morton. This is AM 920 WGNU.
Docs Harley Davidson presents the opening round of the Extreme International Ice Racing AMA Pro Tour Friday, February 2nd at the Family Arena. It's Speedway bikes and quads modified to compete on ice. Don't miss all the heart-pounding action as ice racing superstars Anthony British Bulldog Barlow, James Demolition Man, and Charlie the Edge Venegas go 0 to 60 in 3 seconds on nitro-burning two-wheel rockets with steel-studded tires and no brakes at all. Also, don't miss the wheel-grinding action of the Unlimited Outlaw Quads Friday, February 2nd at the Family Arena. Kids tickets are just $5. Get your tickets today at MetroTix outlets, online at MetroTix.com, or charge by phone at 314-534-1111. It's the opening round of the Extreme International Ice Racing AMA Pro Tour, brought to you by Docs Harley Davidson, Friday, February 2nd at the Family Arena. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you're only going to need the edge.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy
of the Travel Planner Show.
Before you head out for a trip, you want to know how to pack, so check weather at yahoo.com, and then you'll know what to wear when you get there.
Oh, she's so good. The Travel Planner Show, every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And let me tell you this, if you attend only one public meeting this year, this is the one that you need to attend. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, that's DESE, will be in town on January 30th, Tuesday, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University. Why? They want to hear from you about your opposition to the state takeover of our district. Look, this is an important meeting. Everybody needs to be there. If you only attend one meeting this year, attend this one. Tuesday, January 30th, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University in the main auditorium at 3026 McLean. Be there.
This is the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
I'm going to ride. Come on, people.
Get it together.
Yeah. Yeah. Burn, brother.
Come
on, people.
Get it together.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. In the next hour, we're going to be talking about lead. We're going to be talking about lead poisoning in St. Louis. We're going to be talking about Francis Slay and his unwillingness to release the information about that. That's going to be our conversation in the next hour. You need to stay with me. Andre.
Good morning.
Good morning.
you know, this whole thing reminds me of the situation with, I think his name is Jefferson in Louisiana. He is a, I think, congressman or state representative. I've forgotten which.
He's a United States congressman.
Okay. You know who I'm talking about. Because they were claiming that they went into his house and just happened to find $90,000 and $95,000, whatever it was, in his freezer. Come on. And by the way, nobody ever said whether or not they even had a warrant to look in the freezer. Like you, I'm suspicious of these kind of things. I'm not saying that Bowman isn't guilty, but I'm just always suspicious any time this sort of thing, because they pop up so conveniently.
Well, there are 37 people. I mean, there are 20-something people charged.
And also...
And there are three people that have pled guilty.
And I wonder, too, you know, sometimes people... Now, you're the attorney. I'm not.
I know.
But people turn what they call state's evidence.
That is correct. So, I suspect that the people that have pled guilty provided information. I suspect.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. To get the heat off of themselves.
I suspect that.
I'm not saying that he didn't, because I wasn't there. I don't know. But I'm just automatically suspicious any time these things...
Should he step down as the chairman of the Black Caucus?
I think they're in any organization, whether it's political, church, whatever, when an indictment like this comes up, there should be a proviso such that in the interim of the investigation, yes, the person should step down temporarily.
I think he should step down. I absolutely think that he should step down.
And stepping down doesn't mean that you're guilty.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that you're guilty, but it also means that you're putting the organization ahead of yourself.
Exactly. And you should not do anything that would sully, tawdry the name of the organization. The organization should come first, not the individual.
Absolutely, and the organization shouldn't kick you out.
No, I'm not saying that.
And so I believe that he should step down as chairman of the Black Caucus.
Definitely.
I think that he definitely should step down as chairman of the Black Caucus.
Definitely, especially when we're coming up on another election cycle.
That's
because,
correct.
I mean, all of this will be in play.
Well, we have a number of election cycles. We have a gubernatorial race. We have a presidential race. We have statewide races.
Right.
We have citywide races. We have all kinds of things in the Black Caucus.
The presidential, but you're right about the other.
We have all kinds of major races going on, and John Bowman's name was tossed out there for a moment as a possible statewide candidate to put a black person on the ballot.
So step aside, at least until the investigation has been settled one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
The organization can go on about its business. You finish your business. Don't, like you said, you should not have a situation where every time he steps out in front of the cameras, every time he comes out into public, what's going on with this?
I mean, every time the Black Caucus wants to have a press conference about an issue, the microphone is going to be put in front of the chairman's
right.
face, John Bowman, and ask him about his pending, his actual indictment and his pending trial.
Right.
So that kind of distraction, it is bigger than you. Step aside.
Not only is it bigger than him, but again, for the sake of the organization, you're holding back the organization when you refuse to step aside because you.
Okay, got it. All right, thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. It's a beautiful day.
Good morning, Matt.
It's something I want to ask you, because you was a lawyer and you defended people and all that type of stuff. When you walk up in front of it, I've been always wondering this. I see a lot of stupid crimes out here. I mean, stupid, stupid, stupid crimes. When you walk up in front of the judge during sentencing, do you think maybe sometime he may give you 10 years for the crime and 5 years for being stupid? The reason I say this, the St. Peter's mayor who took the $2,700 check for putting in streetlight cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the mayor of St. Peter's. He let an organization give him a check, which was a crime when he started out taking the bribe. I mean, How stupid can you be for taking a check to commit a crime?
Well, maybe he needed him for his, needed the check for his taxes.
Maybe he did need a check for his taxes. But I mean, how can you take a paper trail and doing a crime?
Look, I've had numerous clients that committed just a. I had a client that was mystified as to how the police found him for this burglary, insisted that he didn't do it. And what had happened is he and his friend took pictures of each other with the camera that they stole at the house, and they left the camera behind. Okay? I mean, you know, people, I mean,
But did the jury sometimes look at you and say, well, I'm going to give you 3 years for being stupid?
No, of course
you
they don't say
that. You found me here supposed to.
Well, and they don't say that. I don't know what, I can't say as to what any judge is thinking.
Yeah.
Because they certainly can't say I'm giving you additional time.
Nobody's trying to get stupid.
I think that St. Peter's Mayor's crime is up there in the list of stupid things.
Stupid.
Give me a check for that bribe, okay? I need the check for my records. A check for a bribe. That's bad.
You don't
that's
even
bad.
Have to go to high school knowing not to do that.
No, you don't have to get out of third grade to know that, okay?
Thanks, Ms. Brown. You have a beautiful day.
1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get to me. Even third graders know. If I'm trying to do something wrong, I certainly don't want any evidence of it. You know, they're always mystified how you know, but they understand that you don't want to do it in front of somebody if you do something wrong. How do you take a check for a bribe? How do you do that? And if this thing is true about John Bowman, good God, $2,500? You did this for $2,500? No, he needs to step aside. He needs to step aside big time. He needs to step aside big time as the chairman of the Black Caucus because he is a distraction. It is bigger than his ego, and it's bigger than his feelings, and it's bigger than what's going on with him. It's the Black Caucus, and the Black Caucus has already taken some hits as a result of the decisions made and the actions engaged in by John Bowman. He was dishonest in his obtaining of this position. He needs to step aside. He's the chairman of the legislative Black Caucus. 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't forget that there is a super. Can I say it one more time? I'm going to say it two more times. Super partisan in the U.S. Attorney's Office, Catherine Hanaway. This cigar-smoking, super Republican don't like Democrats. And I can't imagine that there wasn't a little extra pleasure in taking down the chairman, indicting the chairman of the Black Caucus. It's going to be all over. It's going to be all over the internet today. He needs to step down. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Tonight is the night, folks. 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock at Harris Stowe University. Desi is coming to town. Please, if you don't want to stand up and speak, they are taking statements from people. Write down on a piece of paper your opposition to this. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be war and peace. Just write down, I'm opposed to the state takeover and I'm opposed to the nullification of my vote through a 3-member board. I'm opposed to all of that. Just write no and no. Sign your name and hand it in. We have much business to tend to, folks, out here. Be there tonight. I'm going to share with you a letter that I received that I will be handing in to Desi tonight. If you have something that you want to say, write it down. Hand it to them so that they have that on file in the record. And it will be on the record tonight. There will be a record made of what you say. Be there tonight, folks. 6 to 9 at Harris Stowe University, the main auditorium, right there on McLeod. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back.
If you have suffered roof damage from the recent severe weather, Phil Person Roofing is still a name you can trust. Licensed and certified for commercial and residential jobs, Phil Person Roofing offers free estimates for all work. To contact Person Roofing, call this special emergency number, 602-1047. That's 602-1047. Phil Person Roofing, 602-1047. Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Head Thumping Talk Radio with Brett Rosen has a new time, Tuesdays from 10 until noon, right here on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Good morning, this is Liz Brown. And let me tell you this, if you attend only one public meeting this year, this is the one that you need to attend. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, that's DESE, will be in town on January 30th, Tuesday, from 6 to 9 at Harris Stowe University. Why? They want to hear from you about your opposition to the state takeover of our district. Look, this is an important meeting. Everybody needs to be there. If you only attend one meeting this year, attend this one. Tuesday, January 30th, from 6 to 9 at Harris Stowe University in the main auditorium at 3026 McLeod. Be there.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Clouds might bring you pain, but I will be in your heart still, telling you don't look down, don't feast your eyes on things that are on the ground, and if it gets hard to focus when you're traveling almost empty sound, remember what I told you, and don't you dare look down.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number, 454 6609 is my fax. Let me share with you this letter that I received from a person that Bob Spears, an educator, that wants me to hand this in for him tonight because he is not going to be able to make it to the DESE meeting. Attention DESE. In 2006, I watched from my living room as the mayor of the city of St. Louis announced on local television that how he was embarrassed that he was of the St. Louis School District. I also listened as his honor spokesperson suggested that all St. Louis public schools in the city of St. Louis should be blown up. What the spokesperson did not echo is whether the school should be blown up while the kids are in it or at the end of the school day. What a sick and shameful thing to say by the St. Louis City's top administrators. The state takeover is nothing but a racist position orchestrated by the mayor, Civic Progress, specific school board members, greedy operatives in order to gain access to the corporate dollars earmarked for the education of our children. There is not a school district in this country whose entire population is free from some sort of academic handicap or discipline problem. When Superintendent Cleveland Hammonds left our school district a couple of years back, the district was only a few points away from accreditation. Hammonds was doing something right. If the city mayor, members of the board, Civic Progress, and corporate America had the least bit interest in our children, they would have done anything within their power for Hammonds to remain on the board until the mission was complete. We are not dumb. In fact, we are well aware that some members of this board, along with the mayor, Civic Progress, could care less and give a damn about the progress of our children's education. If DESE is really concerned about the effect of inner-city schools, students post-secondary level, then there are plenty of sources out there to contact. Just to name a few, Harris Stowe University, UMSL, Rankin Tech, Forest Park Community College, black colleges all nationwide, as well as black parents, not to mention white institutions all over this state. Harris Stowe has elevated its learning institution from a four-year college to a university status. There would be no Harris Stowe or community colleges in the city were it not for the inner city pool of students. I read about a young student preparing to leave an inner-city all-black school in 2006 at 14 years of age to start her college career at a four-year institution. These were her exact words. I am not the smartest kid in my class or in my school. I just happen to be the one chosen for this assignment. There are others that would follow me if they were given the opportunity. In spite of this rogue mayor administration, some board members, yes, some state officials, attempt to destroy their ambitions, hope, and self-esteem. Still I rise. How in hell can a three-member panel be considered to improve the education system of the largest school district in the state and exclude the most important link in the educational chain? A certified, experienced superintendent. If this proposal was attempted at any predominantly white school district in this metropolitan area, the attorneys representing that school district would enter a motion to have that person or parties responsible for that idea confined to a mental institution. Please give the superintendent, board members who care, and the school staff an opportunity to get it right. That's a statement that I will be handing in tonight to DESE. There's an important meeting going on. There's an important thing happening tonight. And that is, DESE is coming to town to listen to and to take recordings from you and to write it down. To write it down what you say about this state takeover. You need to be there tonight. It is imperative whether you live in the city or not, whether you have children in the city or not. I don't have kids in the St. Louis public schools, but I'm going to be there. I live in the city. I'm going to be there. Understand that the desire, what is being asked for will have to take place on a statewide level. All of us are impacted by the laws that are made on a statewide level. Be down there. Come down there. Be here to make certain that you weigh in on this, whether you live in the city or not. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. And the question before before you today, this morning, is whether or not the chairman of the Black Caucus, John Bowman, 50 years old, should step down as Black Caucus since his indictment yesterday. Indicted with fraudulent bank and credit card use. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown. How you doing this morning? I'm getting ready to write my statement, but I just want to say to the public, this is taxation without representation. Now, for this reason, the Americans, early Americans, dressed as Indian and threw the tea overboard so that they would not pay tax to England. Now, this is taxation without representation, and the way you do this is, like you said, write your statement, get your neighbors to write statements, be down there tonight. I had another meeting, but I'm going to be down there tonight. And I will see you there, and thanks, because this is taxation without representation. And you have a wonderful day.
Thanks for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business, much, much, much business to tend to. Don't let the cold slow you down. Don't let the cold keep you away. That's why you have blankets and gloves. Get there early so that you can sign up to speak. Get there early so that you can have a seat. Get there early so that you can participate. Because it's going to be... quite an event. Desi wants to hear from us. Oh, they're going to hear from us. They're going to hear from us. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Dr. Brown.
D.
You know, the guys, this moment should step down just for the sake of the organization.
Absolutely.
And I want these people that we've elected and allowed to be in office to know that we are not dumb people. We're watching them. And I really want to, make a special effort to watch Ron with our mun.
Okay.
See you tonight.
All right. See you tonight. 1-877-920-WGNU. And don't any of you think that, well, they've got it covered. They're going to be there. No, you need to be there. It is never completely covered. Everybody needs. Don't let somebody else do what you're supposed to be doing. You need to be there tonight. Well, they're going to be there. No, you need to be there tonight. Harris Stowe, 6 to 9 p.m. Harris Stowe University, the major auditorium. We need to fill the balconies. We need to fill the auditorium. We need to fill it. We need to fill it. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. My name is Liz Brown. I'll be right at you right after this. Stay with me.
Was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow made.
not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
treatment. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. There's more debate in the Senate today over resolutions that would condemn President Bush's troop surge in Iraq, but ABC's Jeff Morrell in Washington says that won't be the only White House policy that's going under a congressional microscope.
These three committees will be holding oversight hearings. Two on the Senate side will focus on the war in Iraq, including an examination of whether Congress has the power to end it. And over on the House side, in the Government Reform Committee, which is now chaired by investigator extraordinaire Henry Waxman, they're going to take a look at whether the Bush administration distorted or suppressed the findings of government scientists studying climate change.
The Senate could also debate a bill to raise the minimum wage. A similar measure sailed through the House, but the Senate version gives tax breaks to small businesses that would be paid for by larger companies, and that could sink it. A solemn event today ended in tragedy in Iraq. A bomber targeted Shiite pilgrims in a religious procession. ABC's Miguel Marquez in Baghdad.
This is the culmination of the Ashura holiday for Shiite pilgrims. Nine were killed in a town called Kanikin, north and east of Baghdad, near the Iranian border. Another two pilgrims were killed in a drive-by shooting in Baghdad.
At least 40 people killed in attacks in Iraq today. It's here, finally, some say. ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey checked out Windows Vista for home use.
Microsoft calls it the biggest product launch in the company's history. The new computer operating system has a new look, new features, and Microsoft chief Bill Gates told me one feature he really likes is the strong parental control to keep an eye on what your children are doing on the computer.
You can decide what times your kids use the machine or what kind of games they play, or go back and look at the activity log.
Some critics say many of the new Vista features have been available in Apple computers for some time. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
The president heads for the heartland today to push his economic policies with a visit to a Caterpillar equipment plant in Illinois. This is ABC News.
How are the tires on your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury? Is it time for new ones? Or maybe just a rotation? No matter what your tire needs are, the smart choice is your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, purchase four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or a new iPod Nano. And that's not all. Bring in any competitor's current price ad on the name brand tires we sell within 30 days of purchase and we'll beat that price. Genuine Ford parts, Ford trained technicians, low prices. We've got everything your vehicle needs to be at its best.
You need a hand, I can assure you.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Hurry into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
The countdown to the Super Bowl is underway, and if you're heading to Miami for the big game, consider yourself warned. Security for the event will be tighter than ever. Here's ABC's Donna Rapata.
NFL officials consider its events are attractive and high-profile targets for terrorists, particularly the Super Bowl. So they, along with law enforcement officials, have planned and prepared for 2 years. Miami-Dade Police Director Robert Parker promises two types of security.
Both a visible uniform presence, and I assure you, a very heavy, concentrated, non-uniform undercover and plainclothes presence.
All monitoring South Florida by land, sea, and air. Donna Rapato, ABC News, Miami Beach.
Okay.
week after the Super Bowl, the Grammys, and this could very well steal the show from any winners. The police has confirmed that it will reunite. It's the group's 30th anniversary, and it's going to be the first time that Sting, Stuart Copeland, and Andy Summers will perform together since they parted company back in 1984. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, kidnapping suspect Michael Devlin has asked to waive his arraignment appearance in Washington County. Devlin will have his lawyers enter a not guilty plea on his behalf. The 41-year-old Devlin is to be arraigned on charges of kidnapping and armed criminal action in the Sean Hornbeck case. Devlin already pleaded not guilty in neighboring Franklin County for the alleged kidnapping of Ben Ownby. A Wentzville home is heavily damaged after an early morning fire yesterday. Emergency crews got the call for the two-alarm fire in the 1800 block of Swaying Oaks around 9:30 a.m. on Monday. Because of the rural location of the house, firefighters had to truck water in to fight the blaze. There is no report of any injuries. Finally this hour, the Blues return to the ice tonight when they host the Minnesota Wild at Scott Trade Center. The Note are coming off a 6-3 loss to the Nashville Predators on Saturday night, which snapped a four-game winning streak. The Blues have earned points in 8 of their last 9 games overall and are 13-5-4 since Andy Murray became the head coach of the team. The puck drops tonight at 7 o'clock. This WGNU News report is sponsored by Candy Bouquet at 620 North Skinker. Remember, flowers are nice, balloons are okay. For a lasting impression, send a Candy Bouquet. Phone 314-863-CANDY or visit candybouquet.com for a location near you. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for let's take a look at your traffic and your forecast. Here's your traffic. Eastbound 44 from Moritz Overpass into Bowles. Look for an accident. The shoulder's blocked. That's at Bowles. Expect slow traffic. Eastbound 44 at Daimler Chrysler through 270. Look for stop-and-go traffic due to an accident in the right lane. That's just after 270. Eastbound 270 from 370 through McDonald Boulevard. There's an accident been cleared, but expect slow traffic. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center and then to Mason, and then again from Lindbergh through McKnight. You can expect some delays there. Westbound 5570 at the 64 split into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic due to an earlier stall that was cleared just west of the bridge. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for slow traffic there. Northbound 270 at 44 all the way into Big Bend. Look for some delays. And northbound 270 at Dorset into 70, look for some delays as you get onto those exit lanes at Highway 70. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. For today, partly cloudy and windy, few flurries possible, high only in the lower 20s. This evening, clear with a low around 10. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high around 30. Wednesday evening, chance of snow showers with a low in the mid-20s. And Thursday, chance of snow showers will continue with a high in the mid-30s. The chance of snow Wednesday night and Thursday is 60%. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have a brisk 16 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 15. Some clouds out in the area. The wind chill makes it feel like it's minus 2. Please bundle up if you're going outside and take precautions to stay as warm as you possibly can. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, our power.
deliver to you. You were born with power.
For all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound at the below, that's the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution. The air of the brother comes with me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. Our number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. There are many issues that we cover on this show. There are many issues that are critical to our community, and many issues that have ramifications that go well beyond, far beyond the boundaries of the city of St. Louis. This is one of them, with a local twist and a local impact. Lead poisoning. What is lead poisoning? Who is affected by lead poisoning? Who is impacted by lead poisoning? Also, the city of St. Louis has $10 million. That's $10 million, not $10,000, not $1,000, not $10. It has $10 million to spend on one thing and one thing alone. And that is each year. I'm not talking about $10 million and it's done, but $10 million each year the city of St. Louis has to spend on lead poisoning. I want to know if they're doing it. You need to know whether they're doing it. And we all need to know if they're not doing it, where's the money going? And if they are doing it, where's the money going? Is it going to where it's supposed to be going? We're going to have that conversation. We're going to have that conversation with members of the Gateway Green Alliance, with a parent of lead-poisoned children. My name is Liz Brown. You don't want to miss this important conversation. Stay with me.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at Connect Care want you to know that sometimes change can be good. Connect Care, still connected to the community. Connect Care is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of Connect Care's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At Connect Care, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At Connect Care, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
For the issues that matter most to you, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Scott shall get them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Our discussion this hour is lead poisoning, and our guest in the studio, I have with me Rick Clemens. He's a parent of lead poisoned children. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
And Don Fitz, good morning, Gateway Green Alliance.
Morning, Liz.
How are you?
Oh, great.
Very good.
Keeping warm.
Very good. And also we have joining us on the line Madeline Coburn, Secretary of the Gateway Green Alliance. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Liz.
Don, I'd like to start with you. Let's start with a definition of what, when we're talking about lead poisoning, what are we talking about?
Well, it's not as easy as what you would think, because you think, well, there's a defined level of lead that children have, and if they have that much, they're lead poisoned. And the Centers for Disease Control say that if a child has more than 10 micrograms of lead per deciliter of blood, then that child is lead poisoned. Now, years ago, they would say that if a child had over 60 micrograms per deciliter of blood, well, children were dying from that amount. And then they dropped it to 40, and then they dropped it to 25, and then to 20, and then to 10. This is over a half a century period. But in the sense that it's been at 10, a lot of research has come out to show that children with as little as 1, 2, or 3 micrograms per deciliter of blood have problems with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, have problems with math scores, have problems with reading skills. So lead damages children at any level that's found in the blood, but the official definition for the Center of Disease Control and the official definition that the city of St. Louis uses is 10 micrograms per deciliter of blood.
And is that consistent with other cities and states?
I've never seen any other city or state that uses the definition of any lead in the blood. Personally, I believe that that's what the definition should be, but right now I don't think there's any jurisdiction in the U.S. which does.
So is St. Louis compared to other jurisdictions is the same or worse or?
In terms of the definition of what a child, how many children are lead poisoned, St. Louis uses the same definition as every other city. But of course, St. Louis is certainly not a leader in trying to change that.
Okay, so when we talk, okay, that's the definition of it. Talk to us about the situation of lead here in the city of St. Louis. How does the city of St. Louis compare to other cities?
St. Louis is one of the has some of the highest numbers of lead poisoned children in the United States, largely because the city has older buildings that were built, a huge number of homes that were built before 1978. Also, I should add, schools that were built before 1978. And that's really a pivotal year because in 1978 it became illegal to use lead in paint. And so any home that was built before 78, you can virtually be certain that that home has lead in it.
So how has the history of St. Louis in dealing with this lead issue? We have a whole lot of homes before 1978 that were built. Talk to us about the evolution of St. Louis and its relationship with lead and lead in our children.
But before 1969, it was not an issue. Nobody brought it to the radar screen. And then there was a person who I bet you a lot of the listeners knew named Ivory Perry, who was a great civil rights leader in the 1960s. And about 1969, Ivory Perry started noticing that a lot of children had recurring colds. They seemed to be lethargic. He was doing a lot of housing work. So he went to a person at Washington University named Barry Commoner. And Barry Commoner provided the data that showed that the problems that Ivory Perry was seeing were caused by lead.
Wait a minute. How did that happen? I mean, I'd like to know a little bit more about how that happened. He took one of the kids. He took some of the blood. What did he do? What caught his attention?
Ivory noticed the recurring problems with the children, and so he got the people at Washington University, the Center for the Biology of Natural Systems, to do tests on children to find out that the symptoms that he was seeing were caused by lead. And so then he went to the Board of Aldermen with other activists in St. Louis, and they got the first law passed in 1970, which said that if there were lead poisoned children, landlords had to clean up the homes.
Now, do we know the kinds of measurements of lead that Ivory Perry was finding in children? And how does it compare to, do we know how it compares to the lead levels today?
I do not have the data from 1970.
Okay.
I know that after the law was passed, by 1971 or 1972, Ivory Perry was actually becoming discouraged because he thought, well, it's great, you know, it took this hard work to get the bill through the Board of Aldermen, but then within a couple of years he was noticing that there were very, very few fines, and the fines were in the nature of a few hundred dollars, and that's still, the fine for lead poisoning a child in the city of St. Louis is $500 for ruining somebody's life. It's $500 if you violate the law.
If you are a landlord and you haven't taken care of the lead paint in your apartment building or the house, all you got to do is pay $500 and walk away.
That's right.
That's if they decide to fine you.
If they decide to fine you. Now what the city will say is that a lot of landlords own a lot of property, so it could be really expensive if they poison 10 or 15 children. Which I think is a pretty bad excuse for leaving the penalty that low.
And do we know how St. Louis compares to other cities in terms of the penalties for people that poison children?
I have not done a study of that, but I think it's a much, much higher in other cities. Now, the other thing that you need to keep in mind is that it's expensive to remove the lead from a home.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the people who own homes, we do have slum landlords who own a lot of property and live someplace else. There's a whole lot of people in St. Louis who own one or two or three or four pieces of property that they rent, and they're not getting rich off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a little bit of supplemental income for them. They really need help in getting the lead out of that property. And what we're finding is that it's really difficult to know how that money's being spent, where it's being spent, what it's going to.
What money?
The $10 million. The city gets get some money from its own building tax. Is it $2 million, Rick, that the city gets from the building tax? It gets some money from the state of Missouri, and it gets several million dollars in grants. So all told, the city has about $10 million of money to spend on lead poisoning prevention.
And let me go to you, Rick. Tell us your story. You have several children that have been poisoned with lead.
Yeah, I got four daughters, mm-hmm. and our I'll call it a saga began in 2001 when my wife took our twins in to have them to the pediatrician, mm-hmm. and at that appointment with the pediatrician said, "Hey, have you had your children tested for lead yet?" And number one, we were lucky that we had a pediatrician mm-hmm. that asked us if we tested our children. And my wife said no, but we know that this is likely an important thing. We keep our house clean. We don't have any peeling paint.
Mm-hmm.
So we tested our children, and one of our daughters came back with a elevated blood level of 14.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and as our reaction was, we're kind of devastated by that news. We thought we'd done everything to keep a barrier between our children and lead.
Now, this is a home that you own?
This is a home that we owned, and we had, rehabbed the home before we moved in and, kept it up. Everything was painted. Everything, we didn't feel that there should be any problems. You know, and the image that had always been portrayed to us about lead-poisoned children was that kids are peeling off paint off the walls and eating it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's some sort of snack,
mm-hmm.
And that's the image that we portrayed, that was portrayed to us. And, we said, hey, this shouldn't be happening to us.
Mm-hmm. So after your pediatrician came back with that news, what did you do?
Well, we were immediately contacted by the health department to tell us that they needed to come into our home mm-hmm. and perform an inspection, which we welcomed. We mm-hmm. said, please come in and identify any sources of lead for us. So the city came in. They did an on-site inspection. They left. They sent us the report. And we started to identify that things had been left off of it.
What do you mean?
Well, they educated us on what to look for sources of lead. And after they left, there were areas on the back porch that we were educated now. We knew that that looks like lead on the back porch, but they didn't put that on the plan that they sent back to us.
So what they sent back to you educated you that they were not doing their job.
Yes, that's right. And we invited them back. It was a total of three times before we felt that the list was probably now correct.
You had to invite the city health department back to your home three times? Three times to get them? You were telling them what to do to put on their report. And it took them three times to get that right.
We wanted to get it right for the sake of our kids, yes. And, we were surprised.
Well, they were supposed to be getting it right for the sake of all of our kids.
That's what we were saying to ourselves.
So is your frustration growing as each time that you bring these people back to your home? Are you scared to let your kids go anywhere in the house? What are you doing?
Well, after we were told what the sources were of lead were, we then were contacted by a social service organization in the community that said that they were going to make this right for us, that they did not want us to do any sort of lead remediation or correct the problem, that in a matter of a week, they come in and they take care of all the lead issues in our home.
Okay. Now, where did you discover the lead issues were after you figured it out?
Well, the primary source was the windows.
Mm-hmm.
As kids become, mobile and are cruising, they'll, hang on to the window ledges.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the friction in the window causes lead to turn into dust
mm-hmm.
if the inside of the window wells have been painted. And kids will naturally pick that up mm-hmm. on their fingers when they're doing mouth in their fingers. So that was an area. Some of the woodwork, some of the exterior porches, the outside of the house, the basement pillars. It just went on and on. Mm-hmm. I think there was probably about 40 different sources of lead that were identified in the home.
So the city sent somebody else. They said that they would come out and they would take care of this in a matter of a couple days.
Yes, they said it would go away. But they didn't want me to do anything, Liz, because they said that I would make it worse. You know, I'd be the one poisoning my children if I took some action on it.
That's what the city told you.
Oh, well, no, it wasn't the city itself, but it was a social service organization that they sent.
But was it it was a social service organization that the city sent?
Contracted by the city.
A private organization contracted by the city.
Correct.
That told you, after your baby had this elevated level of lead, don't do anything.
Don't
Just
do
hold
anything.
Tight.
Hold tight. We're gonna fix the problem for you.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Here's your traffic for your 7:30 edition. Westbound 40 between Lake St. Louis and Prospect. Look forward to left lane closed. The repair work after yesterday's crash. Only the right lane is open this hour. Eastbound 44 from Maritz Overpass into Bowles. Look for slow traffic due to an accident. Shoulder is blocked, and it's right at Bowles. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing. Westbound 64 from 25th into the 5570 merge. You can expect slow traffic. Eastbound 70 from Highway K through 79. Look for some delays. Northbound 270 from 44 through Big Bend is slow around that interchange. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry into West Florissant. Look for some delays. Eastbound 40 from Ballas through McKnight and then again from 141 through Mason Road. Look for some delays there. Westbound 5570 from Illinois 203 and the Poplar Street Bridge, very heavy traffic due to an earlier stall. Northbound 270 at Dorset and 70, look for slow traffic around these 70 exit lanes. That's the right lanes as you roll into the 70 interchange. 70 eastbound from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road, the traffic's building there. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley, look for some slowdowns. And northbound Route 3 onto the Poplar Street Bridge, that ramp is a little sluggish this morning, as well as northbound 55 from Butler Hill through the 255-270 interchange. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Partly cloudy and windy with a few flurries possible this morning. The high will be in the lower 20s. For this evening, clear with a low around 10. For Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high around 30. Wednesday evening, chance of snow with a low in the mid-20s. And Thursday, snow is possible to continue with a high only around 30. The chance of snow for Wednesday night and Thursday is 60%. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have mostly clear skies, a chilly 14 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 15. The wind chill makes it feel like it's negative 3. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, this is now Hall of Famer Wade Boggs, and I'd like to talk to you about another exclusive group that I belong to that has changed my life. I'm talking about the thousands of guys who, just like me, have decided to take control of their hair loss and regrow their hair permanently with the pros at Medical Hair Restoration. The best thing about this club is that you see the rewards every day. Having my hair back has made me look and feel younger than I have in years. And that's the ultimate vote of confidence.
If you're balding or thinning, Medical Hair Restoration, the nation's leader in microsurgical hair transplantation, wants to send you a free DVD package explaining just how easy and painless their hair replacement procedure is. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832. Take control of your hair loss and get this free information package sent to you with tons of before and after pictures and testimonials. There's no cost, no obligation. Call 800-410-1832. That's 800-410-1832.
Hello, St. Louis. This is George Cotton.
And I'm Phil Wilson.
We're your hosts for The Real Deal with George and Seal.
Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m.
That's right. Tune in and you'll hear thought-provoking conversations and maybe something that'll make you mad.
Yeah, thought-provoking if they're listening to me. They'll get mad if they're listening to you.
Just the same, we'll see you Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
4 to 5 p.m.
The Real Deal with George and Seal.
morning. This is Liz Brown. And let me tell you this. If you attend only one public meeting this year, this is the one that you need to attend. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, that's DESE, will be in town on January 30th, Tuesday, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University. Why? They want to hear from you about your opposition to the state takeover of our district. Look, this is an important meeting. Everybody needs to be there. If you only attend one meeting this year, attend this one. Tuesday, January 30th, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University in the main auditorium at 3026 McLean. Be there.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call. Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. This morning we're having a conversation about lead poisoning. I'm here in the studio with Rick Clemens, a parent of lead-poisoned children. I'm also joined by Don Fitz, and Madeline Coburn is joining us from the Gateway Green Alliance. And, Rick, I want to continue this story about what's happened to your children. So the city sent in, contracted out another organization to come in and deal and fix the lead in your home. How long did this take?
Well, until the services were rendered, it was 18 months.
18 months?
Yeah, and it was a devastating 18 months because each week and every week I would call this organization. I'd say, you know, you told me that this problem was going to go away in a week.
And don't do anything.
And don't do anything, Mr. Clemens, because you're going to make the situation much worse. And so we'd hang on, and the services wouldn't be delivered, and call the next week, and we'd get the same thing. So I kind of was led on, and had I known it was going to be 18 months, I would have just taken care of it. But, you know, I was told not to. I was doing what I was told.
And what happened to your children during this time, this 18-month period? You had one child that was tested for positive for lead poisoning. How did your other kids fare during this 18-month period?
You know, it's not that the rest of them had zero levels of lead, but they weren't over the 10 mark, which I didn't know until later what is really kind of superficial. It really has no meaning. It's just a line in the sand that you know, one person in our group has drawn. So during that time, we'd take our daughter in, who was poisoned, to see if it was going down. And it had gone down a little bit, but she was still considered lead poisoned.
And what about your other children?
The other children, their levels stayed consistent, maybe dropped a little bit.
And did anything else happen to your family in the course of this 18 months?
We got good news. My wife was expecting. We were having a fifth child that was on the way.
Mm-hmm.
So... you know, we were optimistic yet scared about the whole lead situation, trying to decide, do we leave or do we stay in our home?
Let me get to this then. The city sent these people in. They didn't get there until 18 months. Who did they send to when they finally got there after 18 months? What happened?
Well, they sent in a licensed contractor that was to do the remediation. And once the contractor showed up to do the work, we had no idea what the protocol or the procedures were. Apparently, he subbed this work out to someone who wasn't lead licensed.
Because you have to, Don, you have to have a license in order to remove lead. And nobody can just come, anybody, no person on the street can just come in and say, I can do lead removal. You have to be trained to do that.
Yeah.
And licensed.
Legally, but as you well know, lots of people don't do that. They just informally hire someone. So a discussion like this is very important to let listeners know. You don't just remove lead. You don't just hire a friend who says they've done it before. You really need to get somebody who's licensed.
But the city did send somebody out that was licensed, and the person that was licensed subcontracted that to someone who wasn't licensed. And who would know better than a person who was licensed that you need to be licensed to remove it, and they subcontracted it out?
You would think.
But that's what happened.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay, so let's talk about the city here. Again, I started the show off with saying it costs, the city gets $10 million to spend on lead poisoning a year. Madeline, do we know where that money's going?
No, Liz. Actually, this is pretty much where the campaign letter writing came in at back in early September through the Gateway Green Alliance, because what we wanted to do was get the city residents that was affected by, or knew someone that was affected by this problem, to come in, and we had like a template letter that we wanted to send out to the director of the Let's Safe program. And I tell you, it took like 3 weeks before it came back, and we listed specifically, precise, we requested 7 things that we wanted information on to be given back to the individuals that sent the letters out, as well as our organization. And I'll just give you an example. Speaking of what he was talking about, it took him 18 months, didn't really know what was going on. Our first request, we asked expenditures on lead poison prevention according to categories of expenses. Basically, what they gave us back was the city is unable to identify documents without date restrictions on the request. We have records related to general expenditures on lead poisoning prevention, and it said, however, these records are not kept in the categories you described. So, therefore, they didn't give us that information. Our second request, we asked, just give us the total amount of each expenditure category, which included the zip code, the wards, the census tracts, and the blocks and neighborhoods, because we figured if we'd have got that statistical data, then we could have broke down ourselves, you know, finding out where is the money actually going. But again, after our request, underneath that line, it said exactly, the city is unable to identify documents without date restrictions. So they kept giving us the runaround. They would not give us any information, and she said they sent us everybody got a 4-page letter saying the same thing. The only thing different on the letter was the name and the address.
And I'm looking at this proposal from Francis Slay. Lead Safe St. Louis is the proposal. And one of the things within it is how to engage the community, engaging the public in this. So here we have the public out here asking for information about this, and they're being given the runaway. Is that right, Don?
Well, it's worse than that. You would think that engaging the public would mean that the health department would be willing to speak to community organizations. And what we found is that the health department is extremely reluctant to ever engage in a dialogue. What they conceptualize as the dialogue is they have what's called nod and applaud sessions. You can go to City Hall right by Francis Slay's office, and they have meetings every month or two, and they give information, and the dynamic is that you just nod and applaud. But if you say, okay, would you come out to the community? We really have some concerns about the way that the lead program is being done. They don't want to come. They don't want to participate.
So we have $10 million being spent. We have every year on lead. We're being told that there's $10 million to spend. We don't know where it's being spent. There have been requests asked of where the money's being spent, and responses back saying, unless you all have the specific date, the time, the location of the moon and the sun, we're not going to be able to give you that information.
They have given some limited information. Mm-hmm. What happened, the dates of how this occurred are interesting. In the beginning of 2006, January, we invited them, the health department, to come to a forum that we were having on lead. They wouldn't answer. So we sent out a press release saying the health department wouldn't come. Well, then the day before the forum, they call an Associated Press reporter calls up the health department and says, why won't you come to this meeting? And they said, oh, well, we had planned to come all along. We just forgot to tell people.
Yeah.
And so they showed up in January of 2006. Well, we planned another program in January of 2007 to go over the financial data. Keep in mind, actually, what Madeline's saying is true, but there's another story, is that I personally wrote a letter to the health department in April asking, could you tell me what the federal grant numbers are that you're operating under? And I got a letter back that said it was too complicated to find out what the federal grant numbers are, and it would have to wait until June.
Because?
I guess you would have to ask a secretary to open her drawer and copy the numbers off from a file into a computer and send them to me. But she said she would have to wait from April until June to give me the grant numbers. It's January of 2007, 8 months later, and I still have not received those grant numbers.
And what would that grant number, what were those grant numbers, what kind of information would they give you?
They would tell us, we could go to those federal grants and we could say, what are the restrictions on use of federal money, and can the federal money be changed? A big argument that we've had with the city is that they want to wait until after children are poisoned to do something. We say the best way to spend that $10 million is to spend as much of it as possible.
To keep any babies from being poisoned.
I mean, most people don't realize this about lead poisoning. When you think of a disease, you think of giving somebody a drug to cure the disease. The only way that you do that with lead poison is at very, very high levels, which is chelation, which you put a chemical into the body that binds with lead. But there's complications, so physicians will not do that when the level, I think, is below 40. So the way to treat lead poisoning is to remove lead from the environment where the child is. Why wait until after the child has high levels of lead? The treatment is the same thing that you do to prevent the problem from occurring in the first place. Use as much of that $10 million as possible to remove as much lead as possible from the homes.
Okay, so we only have about 10, 15 minutes here, and I really want to get to this engagement that you all are engaging in.
Yes.
to address this. Okay, they're not giving you the information. They won't even tell you the grants that you can go and see where the money's being spent.
Right.
So what's the response from the Gateway Green Alliance? What are you going to do next?
Madeline, you want to cover that?
Yeah, well, basically, Liz, right now what we're doing is, as I spoke to you earlier, we're doing like a commercial campaign drive asking that people who come out that are city residents, that are registered voters, that is, to be able to sign our petition. And basically what that does, we're trying to at least get about 10,000 signatures, ballot signatures, that is, to be able to give to the state auditor to be able to audit the funds of the city of St. Louis. But in order to do that, we need to continue to get the word out. Right now, I think we're at like maybe 85%.
No, we're at about 50%. We have a little over 5,000 signatures.
And we're going to come back and talk more about that campaign when we come back, okay?
Okay.
I'm talking to Madeline Coburn, Secretary of Gateway Green Alliance. Don Fitz, also with the Gateway Green Alliance, and Rick Clemens, parent of lead poisoned children. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with us. We're talking about lead poisoning in the city of St. Louis.
This evening's Sloan Ranger program. In the 5 p.m. hour, Lloyd discusses the cost of the Iraq War with Nobel Prize winning economist Joseph E. Stiglitz. The war's price tag might be even bigger than you think. That's Lloyd Sloan, the Sloan Ranger, 5 till 7 tonight on AM 920 WGNU.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
If you have a drug problem, you are not alone. There is hope. We care. Narcotics Anonymous can help. NA is a nonprofit fellowship of men and women for whom drugs have become a major problem. They are recovering addicts who meet regularly to help each other stay clean. Call 314-830-3232 to learn more about Narcotics Anonymous. That's 314-830-3232. News to you from WGNU.
Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Hello,
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. We're talking about lead poisoning this morning, and I'm talking to Don Fitz with the Gateway Green Alliance. And Don, Madeline was laying it out for us, but could you also explain to us what it is, what the plan is? The city won't release information about where they're spending the $10 million. Our babies are being poisoned. The prevention from the city is, well, get sick, and then we'll deal with you.
Okay, what we need to do is to find out what parts of the city this money is being spent in. We need a detailed financial account of every aspect of lead poisoning.
If it's being spent.
Right. You hear all sorts of rumors that it's going to other sorts of projects. But we want to know exactly what parts of the city it's being spent in, what categories, what grants it's coming from, what restrictions there are, things that were sent. It took us like 4 months to get the most limited information. Some of the things like grant numbers, after 8 months of request, we still haven't gotten it. So what we're doing is a petition for an audit of the city of St. Louis. And a lot of
people... For just this program?
No, you can't do an audit just for one thing. To ask the state auditor to come in, you have to ask for a general audit of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so this would let us know how the city is spending money on lead, but it would let us know how the city's spending money on sports stadiums, on education, on everything. And it would... when people look at the petition that we have, it says on the top that it could cost $750,000 to $1 million to do the audit. And they think, whoa, do we really want to spend $1 million worth of city?
I think so.
This last time an audit was done was in 1986 when Vince Shank, I'm talking about an external audit from the state of Missouri. And I think if the state needs to step in on anything, the state needs to step in.
21 years ago. And what did the external audit that happened under the Shamel administration, what did it reveal? Did we get some good stuff out of that?
$9 to $10 million were not being spent correctly.
See?
The city saved $9 to $10 million in 1 year. And so if there's any sort of shenanigans going on with the slay machine, we can expect that an audit will more than pay for itself.
So what does it take to get the state to get to audit the city of St. Louis?
State law says that you have to have 5% of the signatures, the 5% of people who voted in the last election for governor. That would put us at about 7,200 votes, valid signatures that we need. You can count on roughly 30% when they do a scrutiny for anything which has signatures. Usually about 30% are thrown out, so people try to get about 50% more than is required. So we really need 10,000 or a few more than 10,000 signatures.
But so think of all of the places that citizens could get some clarity on, like you said, the state. Where's the stadium money going? Where's the block grant money going?
Absolutely.
Where's the lead poisoning money going? Where are the money for our schools going? Everything about, particularly with this administration that seems so quick to, you know what? I see that the public wants me to, but I have to come to them before we get this money for the stadium. Let me go ahead and get the stadium deal done.
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, Mayor Slay is so eager to have the state to come in and look at things in St. Louis. Mayor Slay will endorse the petition.
Maybe he will. He's so anxious to have the state come in and take over the city, so maybe that he should be as anxious to have the state come in and look at how he's been spending money.
I hope someone could take one of our petitions and walk up to the mayor and ask if he would sign.
Maybe he will. Stranger things have happened. Now, where can people... So you're looking for people to sign these petitions. Where can people get these petitions?
Okay, they can... get a pencil and paper out, everybody. Okay, you can call up to get one, and the number is 314-727-8554. Now, to actually sign a petition or to get one, if you would like to help, we're getting together on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. And the location is Black Bear Bakery in South City. It's on 2639 Cherokee, 10 o'clock. And we'll have petitions there. Come in and have breakfast, have something to get a bagel and some coffee, and sign a petition and bring in all of your friends and take a petition with you to get signatures.
Now, you've been out there gathering signatures for a while now.
We started, our kickoff was on the election day, November the 7th.
And what's been the response of people to signing the petition? Are they knocking people out of the way to sign the petition?
Some people are sort of skeptical, not really sure. There are some people who they just sort of huff up and walk off. Oh no, no, I don't want an audit of the city. And there's some people who almost, a whole lot of people who almost grab the petition out of your hand.
Right.
Who say, I don't even get to finish explaining. I just say, we're audit petitioning for an audit of the city of St. Louis. I was at the Organization for Black Struggle dinner last weekend. I mean, people were just incredibly eager to sign.
And before we have to leave here, Don, I would like for you to talk about some of the rumors out there of how this money is being spent. We don't know this for a fact, but you have some real concerns because of some of the persistent rumors of how this money is being spent.
Okay, but one of the problems that we have is that whenever we ask for detailed information, the city always cites HIPAA, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, and saying we can't release that detailed information about individuals. One of the things that you always hear people saying is there might be a friend of the mayor, a friend of somebody in City Hall who wants to get a deck built on the back of their house. So all they have to do is to say, oh, well, there's lead poisoning, so I need some construction done. So when somebody has a $17,000 bill or, you know, a $20,000 bill or an expensive project, we want somebody to come in and look at that and say, was it really lead that was an issue?
You know? So wait a minute. Explain how that would work. I have a deck on my house right now. I make a phone call. It's got lead on it. So there's money that the city has to come and rebuild that deck?
What the rumor is that could be happening.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it would be called a lead remediation work when it would actually be doing some remodeling work for the person.
Mm.
So we simply do not know. And also, we would like to know how much of that $10 million is being spent with what should be done, which is replacing windows. The single largest source of lead, this is what we've learned since Ivory Perry. In 1970, we thought that most kids got lead in them by eating paint chips. Some children do get lead in their system by eating paint chips, but now we know the single largest source of lead is the dust from opening and closing windows. Really, the greatest amount of money should be spent in window replacement.
As opposed to deck replacement.
Absolutely.
And I also wanted to ask you this question, Rick. What did you do after this? Because you didn't sue anybody. You decided to go another way.
Yeah, well, you know, after the contractor came in and botched our house, all my children were poisoned with lead, and my wife miscarried a baby. So instead of kind of going into despair, we decided we need to take action. So as a result of that, we did an analysis of all the problems that we encountered with the lead issues and the contractors. And our senator, Maida Coleman, who now is a friend of ours, helped us, and we helped her in drafting a law to protect parents from rogue lead abatement contractors, which passed 2 years ago, Senate Bill 95.
Very good. And again, the city sent somebody out to your house. They sent somebody else out to your house. It took 18 months for them to send a contractor out to do the work. The contractor subcontracted to somebody who wasn't lead qualified. And then subsequently, your children that were a little bit lead poisoned got even more lead poisoned, and your wife miscarried.
And she miscarried.
And so Don, what's the message here?
The message is that citizens really need to take action individually and collectively. If you have problems with a home built before 1978, call up the city and demand that they use money to replace those windows, to remove the lead from the home. Watch them with a hawk to make sure that they're doing it right. Don't take no for an answer. There is money out there. The city needs to hear citizen pressure that they want that lead removed from homes. And come out and help us with the audit petition. You know, give us a call. Come by Saturday morning to Black Bear Bakery. Get a petition. Help us get up to that 10,000 signature level.
And Madeline, when you're out there with these petitions and people are signing it, what are people saying to you?
Well, it's just the way that I tailor it. I mean, you know, it's basically coming out, letting them know the situation, why we're there, asking, and, you know, their signatures. And like Don said, some people are pretty much, you know, receptive to it. And then some people feel like, no, I don't want to get involved. Because when I was at the Wohl Center, on the election day, and there was a lot of people didn't even question it. As soon as you said, oh, yeah, we need to know where the money's going.
Mm-hmm.
So people are interested, and what I wanted to say as my last remark was that we had came up with a thought to be creative with this campaign, also with your advice, Liz, when you said make it a commercial campaign. We want to get the aldermen involved that have the percentages of lead in their district.
Since
we know that the alderman election is coming up soon, I think this would be a grand time to be able to approach them, getting them involved as the elected officials of the citizens that is within their ward, letting them know that they care and they are a voice for those people.
And you know what also, I think that would also be very helpful, are the specific things that you need to tell the alderman, this is what we need to do. This is absolutely what we need to do. And I love the idea of focusing on the areas that have the highest concentration, because another concern is that the areas of the city that have the highest concentration of the lead are not getting the money, and the areas of the city that don't have the highest concentration, they seem to be getting the most of the money for this, for the lead stuff.
Absolutely.
There's a real problem with where the money's being spent.
Let me give that number out again. 727-8554. That's 727-8554. Don, Madeline, Rick, thank you so much for joining me
this morning.
And I really want to continue to put this message out here because this is a very important message.
Yes, it is.
Listen, folks, I will be right back after the news. Stay with me.
More and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and talk.
And war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal freedom.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. A warning from President Bush to Iran, stay out of Iraq or else.
Once again, the president seems to warn Iranian troublemakers discovered inside of Iraq will pay a price.
If Iran escalates its military action in Iraq,
yes,
to the detriment of our troops and or innocent Iraqi people, we will respond firmly.
In that NPR interview, President Bush accuses Iran of bringing in explosives, but he again adds he has no plan to attack Iran. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Another warning to the president from Congress.
The White House is under attack from every angle, from global warming to the rebuilding of New Orleans to Darfur to Iraq. This morning, Congressman Henry Waxman and the House Government Reform Committee will hear from government scientists who will testify that their work on global warming was distorted or suppressed by the Bush administration. The committee is also aggressively trying to get White House documents on possible political influence used to downplay findings on climate change.
ABC's Jake Tapper on Capitol Hill. The president heads to the Midwest today to push his economic policies. He'll visit a heavy equipment maker in Illinois. A teenage boy is under arrest in New York, accused of videotaping three girls beating a 13-year-old and doing nothing to help them. The tape was posted on the Internet. The alleged attackers are already under arrest. Barbaro has been put to sleep. The Kentucky Derby winner never really recovered after he broke his leg in the Preakness. And in case you're wondering, no, he cannot be used in any way, shape, or form to help create a future Triple Crown winner. ESPN's Janine Edwards.
The Jockey Club, which is the registration body and the body that mandates all thoroughbreds that are to race in North America, they demand that a horse be bred to race through natural means, which is a natural breeding, no artificial insemination allowed, because it kind of dilutes the whole process and dilutes the breed.
This is ABC News.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, purchase four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or a new iPod Nano. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership.
I can help. I got too strong.
We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
And now a game time update from Walmart. With their oven mitt skillets and chip and dip bowls, they stand ready. Like warriors off to battle, these party throwers bust open bags of chips, arrange deli platters, cook, take, and bake pizzas, all in preparation for the big game. Their fans have gathered to taste victory. And that famous seven-layer bean dip, because it's game time. They've been to Walmart, and they're prepared to put on a show like never before.
Pepsi, Doritos, Cheez-Its, Chex Mix, and Planters Peanuts are conveniently located at our game time party display. Many on rollback. Look for it at Walmart.
Two in a row for Oklahoma.
The new Miss America is Miss Oklahoma, Lauren Nelson.
20-year-old Lauren Nelson is a singer. She has dreams of appearing on Broadway and is the second consecutive Miss Oklahoma to win the crown. Miss Texas was the first runner-up. Pay up. That's what a Philadelphia jury's told the makers of a hormone replacement therapy after a woman says it made her sick and it might have killed her. Here's ABC's Daniela Bellotta.
An Arkansas woman who claims Wyeth's Prempro, which she took to relieve hot flashes, caused her breast cancer. A Philadelphia jury Monday awarded her $1.5 million in compensatory damages and another $500,000 to her husband. Wyeth's lawyer argued that Prempro is still prescribed to women and suggested that Daniel's disease was caused by other factors, including a family history of cancer. A hearing begins this week to consider punitive damages. 5,000 similar suits against Wyeth are still pending in the courts. Daniela Bellotta, ABC News.
And I'm Daria Albinger, ABC
now,
News.
The local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Tanker Friensmeyer with your WGNU News update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, police are seeking a person of interest after an incident where a toddler was shot in the head. The shooting happened just after midnight at the Bissell Apartments in Venice, Illinois. Illinois State Police say that 23-year-old Anthony Wise is not a suspect, but is a person of interest in the shooting. Wise was allegedly visiting family when he laid a gun on the table. Another small child picked up the weapon and it went off, accidentally striking the 2-year-old. Police say they believe Wise fled from the building where the shooting took place. Police have not released the child's name. A St. Charles man has been charged with allegedly videotaping women at a party. 22-year-old Lindell Gray III was arrested on felony invasion of privacy charges. Police say he hit a small camera in the ceiling to record two female friends as they changed into bathing suits for a hot tub party. Gray is being held on $25,000 bond. Finally this hour, Rams head coach Scott Linehan has hired two new members of his coaching staff. Al Roberts will replace Bob Ligoszewski as special teams coach, and Mike Cox will replace Joe Baker as defensive quality control coach. Yesterday's hires will fill out the coaching staff for the upcoming season. Both men have history with Linehan, as he and Roberts worked together at the University of Washington, and he and Cox were college teammates in Idaho. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Westbound 40 from Lake St. Louis through Prospect. Look forward to left lane closed for about the next 5.5 hours. They're repairing the work from the tractor trailer crash that happened yesterday. Only the right lane is open. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is rolling well into the landing. Eastbound 70 from K through 79. Look for some delays. Northbound 270 at 44 in Big Bend. Look for slow traffic around the 44 exchange. Westbound 270 from Old Halls Ferry through West Florissant. Look for a slowdown there. Eastbound 40 from 141 through Mason. And then again from Ballast through Hanley, you can expect delays. Eastbound 44 from Bowles through 270. Looks good. Westbound 64 from 25th into the 5570 merge. Look for a slowdown there. The ramp onto the Poplar Street Bridge from Route 3 is a little sluggish this morning. Northbound 270 from Dorset through 70. Look for slow traffic in the right lanes as you get onto that exchange going eastbound into the city on Highway 70. Eastbound 70 from 270 through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for a little bit of a delay there. Westbound 40 from McCausland through Hanley. You've got slow down there. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill through the 255-270 interchange. Look for some delays there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Partly cloudy and windy. A few flurries possible. High only in the lower 20s. This evening clear with a low around 10. Wednesday partly cloudy with a low in the lower high in the lower 30s. And then on Thursday, or Wednesday evening, I should say, a chance of snow showers with a low in mid-20s. And Thursday, snow showers continued with a high only around 30. The chance of snow for Wednesday evening and Thursday morning is 60%. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 13 degrees outside. Lambert Field is reporting 14. The wind chill makes it feel like it's minus 3. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I see I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man: tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
treatment. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You know what? I try not to read the Post-Dispatch. I really do. Because it sends me to a place that I don't want to be. It sends me to a place of, you know, Elvis and the television set. You know, it's just madness. I'm looking at the front page, but I forced myself, got out my little two quarters, walked down to the little bin. Put my 50 cents in. And the reason I went down to do that, took my two little quarters to buy a Post-Dispatch newspaper today, is because I wanted to see how they wanted, that they were going to do the story of John Bowman. And I bet myself a nickel that if they did a story about John Bowman, that it would be on the front page of the paper? I bet myself a nickel that if they did the story and it was on the front page of the paper, it would be at the top of the fold. But I sure didn't bet myself that they would put the wrong picture in the paper. I sure didn't bet myself that they would put the wrong picture in the paper. I believe that the Post-Dispatch has a file that says black guy faces. And they just grab a file, grab a photograph out of that file. This is not John Bowman. I believe that they put a picture of John Bowman's son in the paper. This is not John Bowman unless John Bowman's 12 years old. And what is so interesting is that, say, Bank of America VP is indicted, kickback scam, state rep John Bowman is among the 17 named in the credit card scheme, and they have this picture of this black guy. So who is this a picture of? And if your headline is the Bank of America VP is indicted, why isn't his picture there? I don't know who this picture is supposed to be, but John, it sure looks like they're saying it's John Bowman's picture. And this is not John Bowman. My name is Liz Brown. Oh, my goodness, we have a lot to talk about. I didn't bet myself a nickel that one. Get up and get to me. We have much to talk about.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
Get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk17.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk17.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk17.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk17.com. New 2-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk17.com. That's letstalk17.com.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And let me tell you this. If you attend only one public meeting this year, this is the one that you need to attend. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, that's DESE, will be in town on January 30th, Tuesday, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University. Why? They want to hear from you about your opposition to the state takeover of our district. Look, this is an important meeting. Everybody needs to be there. If you only attend one meeting this year, attend this one. Tuesday, January 30th, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University in the main auditorium at 3026 McLean. Be there.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Get back!
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up, get up, get to me. My goodness gracious, we have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. My toll-free long distance, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. I'm looking at this story, and it just says so much about where we are. I don't like to read the Post-Dispatch because it always reminds me of where we are. There's a story that the chairman of the Black Caucus, John Bowman, 50 years old, was indicted. His attorney is Scott Rosenblum. Okay. Got an expensive lawyer. Bert Shostak is there's also an indictment of 37 counts to Robert Connor, Chesterfield Bank of Vice President of Bank of America. He hired Bert Shostak, another expensive lawyer here in the city of St. Louis. Both of their reputations are a vigorous defense. Will be that's their reputation, that they will mount a vigorous defense of their clients. Got that. That's an important thing. But the story lands on the front page of the Post-Dispatch. 37 counts. Indictment. And I got to wonder, and I'm looking at also in the Post-Dispatch that there is a story, and I hate to do this. I just hate to just talk about this, but St. Peter's mayor gets 18 months, ex-mayor. 18 months, Sean Brown is his name. Judge Henry Autry rejected the request by Brown's attorney to sentence him to home confinement, gave him minimum prison time. Brown is 35 years old. He pleaded guilty for soliciting and accepting a $2,700 bribe from a company. He took his bribe in the form of a check. You abused your position of trust to steal and fatten your own pocket, Autry said. When you took the money, when you stole it, you destroyed the faith in our system. Autry ordered Brown to repay the bribe money. His attorney said that he did that on Monday. Wow. I wonder how long it will take him to pay back $2,700 of a bribe that he took in the form of a check. And I guess my question is I'd like to know. Now, there is a big picture of Sean Brown is there with Scott Rosenblum, ironically, the same attorney that will be representing John Bowman. And my question is that did they put a color picture of this mayor on the front page of the Post-Dispatch? Because John Bowman doesn't live in the city of St. Louis any more than Sean Brown lives in the city of St. Louis. So did they put a big color picture of Sean Brown on the front page of the paper when he was indicted? Like they put the wrong picture. I swear, this is not John Bowman. They have a file at the Post-Dispatch that just says Black Eye Pictures. We'll just put any picture in here above the fold. This is not John Bowman, unless John Bowman is 21 years old and changed his face. It is a black guy. He has brown skin. He has black hair. But that's not John Bolton. And how much thought goes into whose picture you're going to put on the front page of the paper? That, I've seen John Bolton. And that is not John Bolton. I think they grabbed a picture of John Bowman's son and threw that picture. Or they just went into their black guy file and just put the picture in there. Oh. 1-877-920-WGNU. They sure put people's names in here. Lemoyne Thomas, Perletha Phillips Washington. They've pled guilty. They've been ordered to pay restitution. One 877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Please don't forget that there is a meeting tonight at 6 o'clock. Where at Harris Stowe? Why? Desi is coming into town. This is, if you attend one meeting this year, you need to attend this one. Come on down to Harris Stowe University in the main auditorium. Let us fill it up. Let us fill it up. I know it's cold outside, but so what? This is important. Your comments will be taken down, will be made part of the record. You need to do this at 6 o'clock tonight to come down to Harris Stowe to talk to the Department of Education about why a state takeover is not a good idea. Every elected official should be there. If you're running for office, you need to be at this meeting tonight at Harris Stowe at 6 o'clock. And if you don't want to speak, if you can't speak, write down your comments and give them that, those comments, because they are taking down comments. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business, much business, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. John Edwards is, as you know, running for the presidency. He says that he was too experienced when he ran in 2004. Interesting. I think it's kind of clever. I think it's kind of clever, his comments. Edwards says there is as maturity and depth required to be an effective president of the United States, and the critics who suggested that he was too experienced in 2004 may have been right. Isn't that kind of a clever, well thought out, politically calculated statement? That, I mean, it's really kind of politically brilliant. It shows humbleness on Edwards' part. Yeah, they were right, I probably was too inexperienced. But now that I have been there and I've had time there, I am far more experienced than I was. It shows humbleness. It shows introspection. It shows acknowledgement to the public that they were right. But then it also is one of those backhanded things that Barack Obama. I think it's kind of brilliant. The slap at Barack Obama. Well, sounded like a nice guy. Oh, let the games begin. Oh, let the games begin. This is going to be a heck of a year. Troy.
Liz, off and on, you know, you have recommended the audience behavior at meetings, and I'm wondering what kind of behavior are you recommending tonight?
Give me an example when
let's go down there to this meeting and let's clown tonight. Or something like that. I mean, are you recommending clowning or not clowning?
Well, I think that there are a variety of behaviors that people need to, and I'm glad that you asked that question. There are a variety of behaviors that people need to engage in at different types of functions. As this is a place where they will be taking down your testimony, as this is a place where everybody is going to be allowed to speak, as this is a place that there will be a record made of what you have to say, unless and until you are treated wrong in this meeting where they don't let you in, they don't let you speak, that they lied about all that, then you clown. I think that is a natural and appropriate response. We've been told that we're going to be able to come down there and give our testimony. Cool, let us go do that. However, if people have lied to us and people are going to try and deny us the opportunity to do what they said that we could do and what is very important for us to do, absolutely, throw some tea off the boat. Do exactly what this country was founded upon. Clown! Because that's how this country got formed. Clown! That's how the Civil Rights Act got passed. Clown! Absolutely. That is always an option.
Well, we always follow your lead, so that's why...
You don't sound like a person that follows my lead. You don't sound like a person that follows... Why would you come on the air and lie like that? Come on now. Come on now. You're lying. Don't make me make you lie. Tell the truth. Be a man. Tell the truth. There's no we in that. I know you listen, because the truth is a compelling thing. The truth is a compelling thing. No, yours is, sweetie, and everybody listening knows it. Thanks for your call, though, and keep listening. Oh, you can't help yourself. The truth is compelling. Of course you'll continue to listen. My name is Liz Brown. Stay with me.
St. Louis, 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Eastbound 30 at Dittmer near Catawissa Road. Look for a bus accident. Multiple injuries blocking all lanes. Expect delays down there. Westbound 40 between Lake St. Louis and Prospect. Look for a left lane closed. They're doing repair work due to yesterday's tractor trailer crash. Northbound 270 at Gravelway and Big Bend. Look for some delays. Northbound Route 3 under the Poplar Street Bridge. That ramp is still slow. Westbound 64 from 25th through the 5570 merge. Look for delays there. Eastbound 40 from 141 through Mason. And then again, east of Ballast through Hanley. Look for some delays. Westbound 5570, you've got slow traffic from the Illinois 203 into the PSB due to an earlier stall. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well from the gravel pit into the landing. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry into West Florissant. Look for traffic to be easing this hour. Eastbound 70 from 270 through the St. Charles Rock Road. That traffic's still building, as well as northbound 270 from Dorset Road into 70, where that exchange is. You've got some delays rolling on to 70 going eastbound. Westbound 270 from Canal Bridge to the Chain of Rocks. Look for some delays. And westbound 40 from McCausland through Hanley. Look for a slowdown there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Partly cloudy and windy, a few flurries possible, high in the lower 20s. This evening clear, low around 10. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high only in the 30s. Wednesday evening, chance of snow showers with a low in the mid-20s. The chance of snow for Wednesday evening is 60%. Then on Thursday, it remains the same. Snow showers will be going on through there, high in the mid-30s. That chance of snow is 60%. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy skies and 13 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 14. The wind chill makes it feel like it's negative 3. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call is up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
What America needs is affordable health insurance. Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everyone's mind right now. If you're self-employed, it's on your mind, too. One of the things we face as entrepreneurial Americans is finding affordable health insurance. Well, I've found a company you can call right now and get affordable health insurance. Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down, 877-652-7793. That's 877-652-7793. Midwest specializes in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds, those
those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with affordable health insurance. Call 877-652-7793. Not available in all states. Association membership is required in most states. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Do you feel confident about your money? If you're not sure, then join me, David Gaines, each Thursday morning from 11 to noon as we discuss the issues that affect your money on It's Your Money, presented by Heartland Bank. We'll have insightful guests discussing the topics that affect your money. That's Thursday mornings from 11 to noon for It's Your Money on 920 WGNU.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member NASD SIPC. David Gaines, representative. Heartland Bank and Securities America are unaffiliated. Securities have no bank guarantees and are not FDIC insured and may lose value.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And let me tell you this. If you attend only one public meeting this year, this is the one that you need to attend. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, that's DESE, will be in town on January 30th, Tuesday, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University. Why? They want to hear from you about your opposition to the state takeover of our district. Look. This is an important meeting. Everybody needs to be there. If you only attend one meeting this year, attend this one. Tuesday, January 30th, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University in the main auditorium at 3026 McLean. Be there.
A struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
There is a drum that beats steady and strong. Does not know defeat. I feel it out and know the sound of truth. In every soul there is a memory, a standing tall. Look around as we could see. I cannot fall, for I we were born in majesty.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. You know what? You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. I don't know. But sometimes I like to think that the things that we do on this show have a little impact out there in the world. In the world at large. It was just last week that we had Susan Olson on the show. Who is Susan Olson? She's the journalist who wrote a story about Aaron Watada, Lieutenant, First Lieutenant Aaron Watada. Who is Aaron Watada? Why, he is the highest-ranking member of the United States military to call the war illegal and refuse to deploy. It's a big deal. His trial is coming up on February 5th. Sarah Olson was on our show just last week. Sarah Olson said, she said, I can't say what I'm going to do when I get there, but I certainly hope that I don't, that they will not try and force me as a reporter to testify against First Lieutenant Aaron Watada. Shortly after her appearance on the wake-up call, I think we need to use that phrase, shortly after their appearance on the wake-up call, two counts were dropped against First Lieutenant Aaron Watada. The counts were dropped that carry a maximum of 2 years in prison. There are counts that stem from the comments he made to reporters explaining why he refused to go to Iraq and why he was challenging the Bush administration's reason for going to war. And in exchange, the two subpoenaed reporters will not have to testify. They are Honolulu Star Bulletin's Greg Kakasko and freelance reporter Sarah Olson. So shortly after her appearance on the wake-up call, she does not have to testify. Ah, that's just how we roll, huh? That's just how we roll. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Dimitri, good morning.
I want to talk about police brutality. And the reason why I want to talk about it is that I was stopped the other day by the police, and the situation started to escalate. But fortunately for me, he was distracted and told me to move on. I've driven cars in Europe, and I've been approached by the police in Europe, stopped by the police and questioned. And the difference between the way the police stop and question you here and the way they do it in Europe, basically, I was driving from Albania into Macedonia. The police there, twice that I was stopped, once at the border, is they approach the car from the side. They stand 10 feet away from the car. They're apologetic. They excuse themselves for delaying my trip, and they asked me where I was going. And I said where I was going, and they said, well, what are you going to be doing? And I told them, and they said, okay. And they apologized again for stopping me. And that is in contrast to what happened to me the other day. But I have a solution for it now.
Well, wait a minute. Before you go on to your solution, explain what happened to you the other day.
I was driving down Lee May Ferry Road, and there were police cars, and there were a group of cars stopped. And naturally, when I saw the police cars there and they were sideways on the road, I stopped too, because I didn't feel that it was appropriate for me to drive through the situation because of the cluster of cars and people. And a policeman came over to me and he stuck his head in the window and he said, I won't use the expletives that he used, but he said to me, why are you stopping? And I said, well, the police cars were there. Your police cars are here, and they're across the road. And I felt it was incumbent on me not to drive through. He says, I wish I could use the language. Anyway, he says, let me see your driver's license. So I showed him my driver's license. And he said, where are you going? What are you doing? Why are you here? I got angry, naturally, because I was just on my way to the bank. And so it started to get louder and louder.
Well, what did you say to him?
Well, I said, I was just stopping here. He said, what do you mean you were just stopped? Everything I said he challenged. It's that kind of judo that they use to provoke you into doing something that they can arrest you for. But the reason why I brought that up is because I wanted to suggest a solution to police brutality, which no one has ever done. Can I?
Sure.
Okay. If I heard of an organization that offered me the opportunity to have weapons, the most sophisticated weaponry, the high-powered weaponry, that I could kill people with impunity, that I had power of life and death, that I had a whole organization, a paramilitary group, who could be at my side in a minute. I could threaten the citizens and get away with it. I literally had the opportunity of life and death over anyone, innocent or guilty. What kind of people do you think an organization would attract? What do you think their profile would be, their psychological profile?
For a lot of people, it would not be healthy.
Well, it would attract the kind of people who would normally be in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm suggesting, like they did in England when I was there during the war, is that the policemen never carry guns or any kind of threatening equipment except just a nightstick. And that if we were to disarm our police, it would attract people who were genuinely interested in helping people and being servants of the people.
And in our gun culture, it would never fly.
Well, here's the thing. If you know a person isn't carrying a gun, the chances are a situation is not going to escalate to a point where the policeman's going to kill the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm trying to
say? Oh, I absolutely see what you're trying to say. I'm simply responding with how they know that they will respond. That we have in our Constitution the right to bear arms, and good God, the police should be the first people that would bear arms. And I would suggest to you that also that Lumia, they didn't use a gun on him, they used a nightstick, and they put it up and put it up.
I heard about that, but isn't that the reason why my suggestion is valid? Is because the kind of people who join the police force would normally be criminals anyway.
And not all of them, but a lot of them have that mentality.
Well, don't you think they're encouraged to do that?
I think that they are encouraged. And the ones that resisted are amazing people. The problem is that there are too many of them that think and act as you do. That, you know, the whole new thing with the tasers. The fact that it seems that there's some pleasure that some of these cops are having out here of being able to tase people. They like doing it. You know, I mean, there are people out there that there are teachers that need to have psychological examinations done on them because they are awful as well. And they used to do psychological exams on teachers. You had to pass a psych test before you could be a teacher. They don't do that anymore.
Well,
and that's a shame.
The thing is that in Europe, you know, people carry guns. You know, they have guns in every home, but very, very seldom. Do you ever hear, when I'm in Europe, do I ever hear of a policeman killing someone because they stopped him on the road for anything?
And I got to roll. But
okay,
thank you, Dimitri.
Liz.
Take care. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about.
Charlie the Edge Venegas goes 0 to 60 in 3 seconds on nitro-burning two-wheel rockets with steel-studded tires and no brakes at all. Also, don't miss the wheel-grinding action of the Unlimited Outlaw Quads. Friday, February 2nd at the Family Arena. Kids' tickets are just $5. Get your tickets today at MetroTix outlets, online at MetroTix.com, or charge by phone at 314-534-1111. It's the opening round of the Extreme International Ice Racing AMA Pro Tour, brought to you by Doc Sarley Davidson. Friday, February 2nd at the Family Arena. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you're only going to need the edge.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown.
And let me tell you this. If you attend only one public meeting this year, this is the one that you need to attend. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, that's DESE, will be in town on January 30th, Tuesday, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University. Why? They want to hear from you about your opposition to the state takeover of our district. Look, this is an important meeting. Everybody needs to be there. If you only attend one meeting this year, attend this one. Tuesday, January 30th, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University in the main auditorium at 3026 McLean. Be there.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call.
Like a flower waiting to bloom. Like a light bulb in a dark room. I'm just sitting here waiting for you to come on home and turn me on.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And if you want to toll-free me, 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. My goodness gracious, we have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. 1-877-920-WGNU. I guess folks just say, you know what? Bump this. Now, I ain't gonna lie for you. I took a whole lot of stuff. I said a whole lot of stuff that I shouldn't have said. I went through some changes that I didn't want to go through. I've done some stuff that I'm deeply ashamed of. I had to defend George Bush for a number of years. You know what? Bump this. I'm done. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer testified that, oh yeah, Libby told me her name, that he knew her. He said, bump this. No. I lied for 3 years on behalf of George Bush. No more. I'm not going to do it. It's not going to happen. You can look it up on the Google. It's not going to happen. Fleischer said the conversation that he had, that Libby told him that the wife of the prominent war critic worked for the CIA. Ouch, 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 ouch. Ouch, 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 ouch. Whoo! Scooter can't get no love, can he? There's no love for Scooter. 1-877-920-WGNU. Car phone.
Well, good morning, Miss Brown. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Yes. You know what? I want to ask a question about the presidential race. Who in their right mind would want to run for president after George Bush? I mean, I wouldn't want the job myself, because they have to go in and clean up the mess that George Bush and the rest of the fools have created.
Well, look at it this way. Whoever goes in there will get lots of credit for cleaning stuff up. You don't even have to do that much. You don't even, all you have to do is say, I will no longer tap your phones. Woo! You've done something. I will take the troops out of Iraq. Woo! You're set for life. You can do anything. You know, you can have all the interns you want in your office. You won. I mean, just think about it. He set the bar so low, his approval ratings are at 30%. What do you have to do better than 30%? All you got to do is show up and have a clean tie on.
Yeah.
You know, and you've done more than George W. Bush. I say this is the prime time to be the president of the United States, because anything and everything
everything you do will be better than the clown that's in there right now.
You know what? I guess had I looked at it that way, I probably could have answered my own question.
I feel you. You're walking into some mess, but again, the bar has been set so low.
Yeah.
It's been set so low, all you got to do is wear a clean tie and brush your teeth.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for your call. Bye-bye. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. All you have to do, is say, I'm going to follow the Constitution. Okay, we're good with you. I'm not going to lie every time I open my mouth. Okay, we're good with you. You know, it's kind of like, you in a bad relationship with somebody. They dog you out. They cheat on you. They lie on you. They steal from you. And you're in a relationship with this person, and you finally get out of that sick, twisted relationship that you were in. All the next boyfriend got to do is just say, good morning, sweetie. And you're already 100% ahead of the horrible relationship that you were in before. Nah. All you got to do is just do a little something a little different than George Bush. George Bush has broken every law. You don't have to break three laws, and it's better. Because he broke the big ones. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Yep. Ari Fleischer, former White House press secretary, professional. Talk about somebody that lied for a living. He had to lie and protect George Bush's lies. No, he had to lie in order to protect George Bush's lies. Do you imagine, the cleansing that you have to go through after a job like that? Do you imagine the emotional cleansing that you have to go through after a job like that? Whew. But apparently he's done his colonic cleaning. Because he came up got on the stand and said, no, Scooter told me over lunch that the wife of Wilson worked at the CIA. Fleischer was about to go overseas with Bush and a number of other officials on June 7, 2003, the days before Libby told investigators. I was surprised to learn about the CIA operatives from a reporter. Huh? Well, Fleischer, who was the chief White House spokesperson for 2.5 years of Bush's first term, said that Libby invited him to lunch to talk about Fleischer's planned departure from the White House. Okay? Secondly, Ari Fleischer said this is the first time that he and Libby had eaten lunch together. So it's one of those things that when you as an attorney are trying to figure out if somebody's memory is accurate, you look for things that happen that will cause you to remember this incident over another incident. If you always had lunch with Scooter Libby, then as an attorney, then you can begin to challenge, well, how do you remember this lunch? What stood out about this lunch? So the fact that this is the first time that Ari Fleischer had ever had lunch with Scooter Libby was a big deal. They talked about Ari Fleischer's planned departure. They talked about the Miami Dolphins. And he said, and then the conversations turned to the growing controversy over Wilson. Ari Fleischer says, Ambassador Wilson was sent by his wife. His wife works for the CIA. That's what Scooter said to Ari Fleischer. Huh. Ari Fleischer also said that Scooter Libby used the woman's name, Valerie Plame. And Ari Corey Fleischer also testified that while he was on a White House trip to Uganda in 2003, he told NBC's David Gregory and Time Magazine's John Dickerson, if you want to know who sent this, if you want to know who sent Ambassador Wilson to Niger, it was his wife. She works there at the CIA. Ari Fleischer said, never in my wildest dream would I have thought that that information was classified. Because Scooter told me. And Scooter is saying, I didn't know about it before then. My name is Liz Brown. We have much business to tend to. Stay with me. I'll be back in the next hour.
All of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. You stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution. The air, feel the brother. Stop listening.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
freedom. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Now that the Democrats have control of Congress, they're going to make good on a promise or a threat, depending on how you look at it. They're going to put a lot of the White House policies under the microscope. Here's ABC's Jake Tapper.
This morning, the Democratic congressman who took on big tobacco is going to take on the Bush administration on the subject of whether or not the White House suppressed global warming science.
Congressman Henry Waxman in the House Government Reform Committee will hear from government scientists who will testify that their work on global warming was distorted or suppressed by the Bush administration. It's just one of many hearings planned on gas prices, privacy issues, and Iraq, Iraq, Iraq.
The president gets to put a little physical distance between the hearings in Washington and himself. Today he's heading to the Midwest to talk dollars and cents.
Politicians used to ask, how's it playing in Peoria? How does middle America like a policy? President Bush is taking his economic program to that Illinois city to boast the economy and U.S. competitiveness worldwide is pretty good.
ABC's Ann Compton at the White House. The crew at your local computer store might look a little droopy this morning. They were probably up early because that's when Windows Vista for home use went on sale. In fact, on sale at midnight in some places. More from ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey.
With great fanfare, Microsoft launched the operating system that Chairman Bill Gates tells me was developed with much input from everyday people.
This is far more user-driven than anything that's come before.
Vista has a new look, different graphics, and Microsoft says it's more secure than ever. But internet reviewers such as Mary Jo Foley say there are some unique features.
But nothing that makes me say, I've got to have that.
Vista for the home is being released in 70 countries, including Japan, where people counted down the seconds until stores opened. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
ABC News Money Scope. The Dow is off 10 points, NASDAQ down a fraction. This is ABC News.
Looking for great tire deals? Stop by your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Right now, purchase four select Goodyear tires and get an iTunes gift card valued from $50 to $100 or a new iPod Nano. Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service only at your dealership. We're better. We're proving it. And we want you to be the judge. Call 1-800-310-3673 or see participating dealership through 31807.
And now, a game-time update from Walmart. With their oven mitt skillets and chip and dip bowls, they stand ready. Like warriors off to battle, these party throwers bust open bags, arrange jelly platters, cook, take, and bake pizzas, all in preparation for the big game. Their fans have gathered to taste victory. And that famous seven-layer bean dip, because it's game time. They've been to Walmart, and they're prepared to put on a show like never before.
Pepsi, Doritos, Cheez-Its, Chex Mix, and Planters Peanuts are conveniently located at our game time party display. Many on rollback. Look for it at Walmart.
It's media day for the Super Bowl teams.
Summer wind blowing in from across the sea.
When football players sing, it must be media day at the Super Bowl. Dolphin Stadium will open up one more time before the game on Sunday for hundreds of credentialed media, which will include reporters from sports stations, comedy networks, and religious channels, as they pester the players with a wide array of topics, the least important being about the game itself. Many of the players will be equipped with video cameras so they can show family and friends what a zoo this day ends up becoming. Covering the Super Bowl, Todd and ABC News, Miami.
You'd love your mixed breed dog no matter what it was, but it might be interesting to know if there's a little Dalmatian in the bloodline, maybe some Beagle. Soon you'll be able to tell. A Maryland company has invented a genetic test for your pooch. You'll get a sample from inside Fido's cheek. Then you send it back to the company, MMI Genetics, and in about a month or so, you get the results. I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Burnsmeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Tuesday, a former mayor has been convicted on bribery charges. Former St. Peter's Mayor Sean Brown was sentenced to 18 months in prison on a federal bribery charge in order to pay $2,750 in restitution. The 34-year-old was charged with demanding a bribe from an Arizona company that was to install and maintain speeding enforcement systems for St. Charles County. Brown pleaded guilty last October. An elderly couple won the huge Powerball jackpot last week. 84-year-old Jim Wilson II and his 79-year-old wife Shirley say they will share the money with their three sons. The prize of more than a quarter of $1 billion was the largest lottery jackpot ever sold in Missouri. Jim Wilson came forward yesterday to claim the winning prize from last Wednesday's drawing. Finally this hour, former Cardinals general manager Vaughn Bing Devine has died. The man who had put together some of the greatest teams in Redbird history passed away on Saturday at the age of 90. Devine served as the Cards GM from 1958 to 1964 and from 1968 to 1978. He made some of the most famous trades in baseball history, including the deal that brought Lou Brock to St. Louis. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at your traffic and your weather. Westbound 40 from Lake St. Louis through Prospect. The left lane is closed. That'll be going on for about another 4 or 5 hours as they're trying to clean up from yesterday's tractor-trailer crash. Only the right lane is open, so expect some delays. Eastbound 30 at Dittmer and Catawissa Road. Look for a bus accident and multiple injuries blocking all lanes this hour. Northbound 270 at Gravelway and Big Bend, look for some delays. Eastbound 40 from Maryville Center through Mason Road, look for some delays there as well. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry and West Florissant, look for a bit of a delay. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for some slowdowns there as well. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect some delays. Westbound Kingbridge traffic, you've got a final push moving into downtown for your morning rush hour. Eastbound 70 looks good from Bryan Road all the way through Highway K, and then again from Earth City Expressway through to 270 lanes. Northbound 270. 70 at 44. There's some delays, but everything is looking good this hour. That is a look at this hour's traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Thursday. Partly cloudy, windy, few flurries are possible. High in the lower 20s for this evening. Clear with a low around 10. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high in the lower 30s. Wednesday evening, chance of snow showers with a low in the mid-20s. And Thursday's chance of snow showers will continue with a high only in the mid-30s, maybe 30 degrees at best. The chance for snow on Wednesday evening and Thursday looks like about 60%. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 13 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 14. The wind chill outside makes it feel like it's negative 3. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Was shot and was killed tonight. Remember? I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the low nation.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
That all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
treatment. So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up, get to me, 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get to me. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Get up, get to me, huh? I guess the folks in Iraq are looking a little differently at this war, at these war results. I'm sorry, these election results turn out to be the war results. Representatives of Iraq's government are starting to build ties with the Democratic Party. Ali Adib, a Shiite lawmaker and a close associate of the Prime Minister Malachi, has said, we need to talk to the Democrats, find out what they want, what their concerns are, and tell them what our concerns are. Nancy Pelosi went to Iraq on Saturday, had a real quick visit there. I bet she did. You think they turned her helicopter off while she was there? I don't think so. You think they turned the lights off of her helicopter when she landed so that nobody would see it? I think they did. I bet if I, all said and told, that she didn't spend more than an hour and a half on the ground in Iraq, just there long enough to say that I was there. Just long enough to say I was there. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Stay with me.
Prizes awarded on WGNU will be held for pickup at the radio station for 30 days. After 30 days, all items become the sole property of WGNU Radio to be disposed of at our discretion. In the case of event tickets, tickets will be held for 30 days or until the date of the event, whichever comes first. Prizes must be picked up at our studios, which are located at 265 Union Boulevard in St. Louis, unless otherwise specified.
This is Alan Brainerd. Join me Wednesdays at noon for Design 411 on AM 920 WGNU. No matter where you live, no matter what your lifestyle, you'll find out how to turn your ordinary home into an extraordinary home. My guests and I will give you the 411 on everything from classic design to the newest decorating trends. Join me, Alan Brainerd, for Design 411 every Wednesday at noon on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you and your home.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGNU. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And let me tell you this, if you attend only one public meeting this year, this is the one that you need to attend. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, that's DESE, will be in town on January 30th, Tuesday, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University. Why? They want to hear from you about your opposition to the state takeover of our district. Look, this is an important meeting. Everybody needs to be there. If you only attend one meeting this year, attend this one. Tuesday, January 30th, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University in the main auditorium at 3026 McLean. Be there.
What you need to know, when you need to know it. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Oh,
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. I received another letter to be presented to Desi tonight concerning the meeting that they are going to have. And I encourage everyone to be there tonight at 6 o'clock at Harris Stowe University, right there in the Cleed in the main auditorium. Get there early, sign up so that you can have something to say. And if you can't sign up, if you don't want to, write something down, sign your name, and so that they have some paper to take with them as well. They've asked for written comments as well. I want to share this letter to Desi. I am a retired teacher who taught in the city of St. Louis for 11 years and in the county school district for 26 years. I have observed with grave concern the decline of the St. Louis public schools and the resulting detriment to the children in the city. They should have been the primary concern, but obviously have been forgotten. 3 years ago, the school system was on the way to full accreditation and only 1 point away. Then the state allowed the hiring of an incompetent, unqualified individual to come in, and he proceeded to indiscriminately decimate the whole system without regard for the students, the teachers, or the instructional program. Now the school system is 26 points away from accreditation, and we have the remnants of a previous board creating havoc and not attending to the students still. During the last school board election, the voters spoke out loud and clear and voted out some of the obstructionists to progress. Then a qualified, diligent new superintendent was appointed. We, the voters, were finally hopeful that the children would now be the first priority. Then the last three obstructionists, Archibald, Jackson, and O'Brien, decided that since they couldn't control everything, they would disrupt and corrupt the school system and ask for state control. Their behavior has been disgraceful, and I don't see any concern for the children in their actions or words. The voters have spoken. We don't want state control. We want our votes to count. We want the opportunity to remove the above three people in the upcoming election. When they are gone, perhaps we can concentrate on educating our children. We don't need any intervention by the mayor, the governor, or the state education agency. We also don't want charter schools or vouchers for a select few while most of our children remain in substandard schools. If the DSEG money had been spent in the city and instead of the county to pay for additions, modernization, and enrichment programs, we wouldn't be in this predicament. It would be far more effective and productive for the state agency to get prominent, successful educators such as Marva Collins, Sam Shepard, and qualified, caring, effective teachers in the St. Louis to give input via workshops on how to motivate and teach children, city children. These individuals have a track record of success. The state of Missouri could also support magnet schools since they are successful. I also think there should be a required class on parenting for every student at 7th and 8th grade and again in the 3rd year of high school, emphasizing responsibility, discipline, incorporation, etc. Finally, I repeat, don't nullify the votes of the people. It isn't necessary to take over a whole school system because one part of it is not working. Allow the people to, quote-unquote, fix the broken part. Vivian Graves. That's the letter that will be going to Desi tonight. I encourage all of you to write your letters, to make your statements, to be there tonight because they want to hear from you. And one of the reasons why this is such an important meeting tonight and why I've spent so much time emphasizing this meeting is because how this meeting turns out will be used by Desi as a reason to do what they want to do. If people don't show up and if people don't talk and if people don't articulate their positions, Desi will say, well, see, what we're doing is fine because they don't care about it. Citizens don't care. Ron Jackson is running for a re-election and said that the people don't care. Parents don't care. People don't care. I know you care. I've been there. I've seen you. And I'm asking you that you show up again tonight at 6 o'clock at at Harris Stowe University, right there on McLeod. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me, huh? It's not bad enough that we had what happened in Katrina, but there's a report coming out to the levees in Katrina, during Katrina. But there's a report coming out that 146, let me repeat, 146 U.S. levees that pose a risk of failing in a major flood. Huh. These are deficiencies that are due mostly to poor maintenance, and they are stretching from Connecticut to California. And once again, we as a nation have to rely upon FEMA to fix it. Now, I will say this, that as a result of Katrina, we have a governmental inspection program that has grown more aggressive. So the fact that they have identified 146 levees nationwide that look like that they will be, what's the word I'm looking for, failing during a major flood. The fact that they've identified them says two things to me. One, oh yeah, we better do something because of what happened in Katrina. And two, now we can't tell everything about what's happening out here. So if they've identified 146 levees nationwide from California to Connecticut, know that there are a whole lot more out there. Know that there are a whole lot more out there. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. I don't know. I think I need a segment to the show that's called just the reporting on the nut jobs out there, or the craziest quote, the craziest statement. George Bush defended Dick Cheney. What did Dick Cheney say? Dick Cheney has said there have been enormous successes in Iraq. There have been, let me say that again because I know that you need me to repeat that. There have been enormous successes in Iraq. That's what Dick Cheney said. He characterized Dick Cheney as an optimist. I think the vice president is a person reflecting the glass half full mentality. In other words, he's been able to look at that the tyrant has been removed, 12 million people have voted, and there's an Iraqi constitution in place. So things are good. There have been enormous successes in Iraq. Huh? Doesn't anybody that measures anything, I mean, Stalin got the trains to run on time, didn't he? And I guess you could say getting the trains to run on time is an enormous success. However, what did you have to do? Who did you have to kill to get the trains to run on time? Whose rights did you have to obliterate to get the trains to run on time? What laws did you have to break to get the trains to run on time? How much money did you have to spend that you didn't have to get the trains to run on time? I'm sure Stalin also said there have been great successes. I guess you could call Stalin an optimist. But he would be a sick and twisted optimist. No. He would be a delusional optimist. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Craig, good morning.
Liz, I haven't been going to any of the civic activities that I probably should have been attending in the last year or more, but I will be there tonight.
And are you planning on speaking? You're going to write a statement? You're going to be there after writing a statement? What you going to do?
After writing the statement.
Are you going to write a statement?
Yes, yes,
okay.
I am.
Very good.
And Liz, it's just that it's just a pattern. Like the lady who the last statement you read with the DSEG program, you know, the money was the number one priority to most of the people in that program, and the kids were way down on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And with St. Louis Public Schools, people they look at the money first, and the kids are maybe the number 25 on the list. And by the time you get to them, they didn't spend the money on all their other concerns.
Yeah, I would. You know what? I don't even think the kids are on the list.
And Liz, also with the your last segment on the lead paint,
mm-hmm.
It's the same thing, Liz. The only thing that's concerning the people who are in charge of the money is not the people who are supposed to benefit from it, you know, the poor and disadvantaged of the city. All they're thinking about is the money, Liz. But like you said, the poor and disadvantaged who are supposed to benefit from it are not even on the list.
And you know what? And not only just the poor and disadvantaged, because I try to make the point also that simply because there seems to be a actions directed at people based on their skin color or based on their economic situation, those same people also cheat other people.
Hmm.
I mean, you have I had a homeowner in here,
mm-hmm.
a guy who is not economically challenged. Okay, they did the same thing to him that they did to other folks.
Yeah, they just want the money.
They want the money, period, dot. Now, they're going to step harder maybe on other folks, but they're going anybody that wants the money is going to knock anybody out the way to get to it.
I will be there, Liz.
All right.
I'm getting my statement together now.
Very good. Thank you. I'll see you tonight. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
So, I just wanted, just for the interest of not misquoting our extremely articulate commander-in-chief, his actual quote was, I think that the vice president is a half glass full kind of a guy. And I submit that what he meant was a half a fool. and he wasn't just talking about Dick Cheney. He was talking about the entire administration and what they've taken us all for.
A half-class fool?
You know, it's one of those Freudian slips, you know, half a fool.
There
running around in the White House, running around in Congress, running around, you know, not paying attention to what either one of those two people are doing.
I mean, isn't it just amazing? You listen to these people saying that there have been enormous successes in Iraq. What the, huh?
They're fools. It's fools. And I would really say that if you could say maybe a good thing came out of this administration, then I would say that this administration has been incredibly good at helping people to realize how corrupt the system is as a whole.
There you go.
Not just the administration, but like everything down. It's just systematically corrupt. And I would say we don't need a new administration. We should need a whole new government. We need to reconvene a constitutional Congress and start fresh.
Start over again.
We need to start fresh. It was a good idea, maybe, but it just has not worked out. And we got to do it again. You know?
Thanks for your call, Zach.
All right, thanks, Liz.
Listen, folks, I'll be back. Stay with me.
This is Decent Guy Don, the original conspiracy hunter. You know, the guy that keeps you up to date on all the good guys and the bad guys out of the Council of Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Illuminati crowd, and assorted other characters who are squeezing the life out of our great American country. Tune in every evening to hear the thunderous crash as I pull the linchpin from the foundations of the House of the New World Order as it crashes down. At 7 p.m. Monday through Friday with the conspiracy hunter right here at WGNU, 920 a.m.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Tune in every Thursday at noon till 1 p.m. on WGNU 920 on the AM dial. You can talk to Dr. Walker and her guests weekly to discuss health and medical issues. Nurse Wanda always has information that you won't want to miss. Every show is different, and talking to Dr. Walker is always fun. Call 314-454-0400. You can also listen to Dr. Walker's Medical Hour on the Internet. Log on to WGNU.net. Click on Listen Live.
Good morning. This is Liz Brown. And let me tell you this. If you attend only one public meeting this year, this is the one that you need to attend. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, that's DESE, will be in town on January 30th, Tuesday, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University. Why? They want to hear from you about your opposition to the state takeover of our district. Look. This is an important meeting. Everybody needs to be there. If you only attend one meeting this year, attend this one. Tuesday, January 30th, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University in the main auditorium at 3026 McLean. Be there.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Shadows are falling all over town. Another night in this blues got me down. Oh, misery, I sure could use some company.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. revolution@lizbrown.com. Nancy Pelosi went to Iraq with three other House members. Tom Lantos of California, Ike Skelton of Missouri, and John Murta of Pennsylvania all went to Iraq, and they were supposed to be meeting with Malachi. I'm telling you, they did not spend more than 40 minutes on the ground. They didn't spend an hour on the ground. I bet you. I bet you they didn't spend more than an hour on the ground. Al Sharpton has said he is going to, he hasn't decided yet whether he is going to run for the presidency. Biden has put his name in. We know Edwards is in. We know Obama, Barack Obama is in. We know that Hillary is in. And we know this, that Boy George's approval ratings are at 30%, the lowest that Newsweek has ever had a rating of him. These are the lowest ever. And there was also, it's my understanding that after the State of the Union address, the numbers for Bush on the East Coast, there was some kind of polling company that did some numbers. And his numbers were even worse after the State of the Union. And it wasn't just for Democrats. Feel this. Understand what's going to be coming at you. There's going to be a whole lot of, there's a whole lot of opportunity for the Democrats in the state, in the Capitol. There's a whole lot of opportunities because 21 Republicans in the United States Senate are up for re-election in 1 year, in 2008. The presidential race. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. There's going to be some stuff, some seismic changes going on in politics and some seismic opportunities for folks in politics. a whole lot of opportunities for folks. Because if you're 21 Republicans with an unpopular president until you run, with an unpopular war until you run, with an opportunity for the Democrats to show how much you all let slide while Bush was president, all this is going to be happening when you're fixing to run in a year, year and a half. Oh, there are going to be some changes up in Congress. I'm not sure what kind of changes they're going to be, but there's going to be movement. The political dynamic for this upcoming year, the year 2008, the presidential race of 2008, Lord, 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 Lord. An incredible opportunity. An incredible stage for some things to change. If the Democrats have the will and the heart and the vision and the skills. Because I don't think that you will meet ever 21 more vulnerable Republican senators in the history of our governance. Maybe during the Nixon years, maybe they were this vulnerable. But the Democrats show need to be getting together their candidates to run against these 21, the class of 21. Because there's going to be big doings. Or there can be. The stage is being set for big doings in 2008. Think about it. We had an election in 2006 that changed the majority of the Congress, but and that also that wiped out in a historical way a majority that nobody predicted would be wiped out, House and Senate. As John McCain said, if we lose the Senate, I think I'll kill myself. It was a big deal. He didn't. He decided he'd run for president instead. So, we had this election, a seismic election that changed the political landscape for a good few years. The House is set. The question becomes, is the Senate set? You have these elections. You have this message from the citizens that we don't like this war. You have the continued policies. The continued polls that show that the citizens do not like or support this war. Do you know that John McCain's numbers have plummeted since he has been out here articulating his support of the surge and of this war? John McCain's numbers at one time were a bit ahead of Hillary Clinton's numbers. Now John McCain... John Edwards' numbers are better than, in some respects, better than John McCain's numbers, and Obama's numbers are better than John McCain's numbers. That also is the canary in the mine, the political canary in the mine to talk to sing out about the fortune of Republicans that stick with this administration, that do not distinguish themselves from this administration. These are amazing times that we're living in, folks. Make no mistake about it. There are seismic changes that can happen politically. 21 Republicans will be United States Senators, Republicans that will be running in 2008. Buckle your seatbelts. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Charles Quincy Troop, Alderman Troop.
I was reading the paper this morning on this indictment.
Did you see the paper, Quince?
Yeah, I got a chance to just glance at it. I saw some earlier release that was circulating last night. I was just trying to figure out who it was. where this picture came from. Well, who is this in this picture?
We're talking about the story of the Bank of America vice president that was indicted for $1.2 million in fraudulent charges and federal and cash advances and kickbacks. John Bowman was also indicted. He's a state rep. He's the chair of the Black Caucus. But it looks like the picture that they have on the front page of the paper is purporting to be John Bowman. That ain't John Bowman.
Well, if it is, it was in a different point of his life.
That's not John Bowman.
Well, it could have been if he was 17.
Okay, fair enough. They went and got a picture out of his high school yearbook, but I don't believe it's John Bowman, a high school picture, because it's a color picture. John Bowman's 50 years old. I know he didn't have a color picture in his yearbook of himself.
Well, it's not the John Bowman that I know.
This could be a picture of his son?
I don't know what it is. It wasn't a picture taken by the Post.
No, this
not
is...
A recent, it's not a recent picture, you know. And I think that just confuses the whole issue. Surrounding this tragedy. But
Quincy, doesn't it also just show the disdain and the disgust that this paper has for the community of African descent? I mean, it's like they have this file that has black guy pictures in it.
Well,
and they just grab any old picture out and flop it. And this is on the front page at the top of the fold. That's contempt for black folks.
Yeah, the only thing they missed was they put it on the right side rather than the left.
Mm-hmm.
But it's denigrating, at this point in time, and it's hurtful.
Because if that's his son, then what are the ramifications of that?
Well, I think the ramifications of it is that it should be a wake up call for all of the African American elected officials and leaders that are not awakened by this incident. And have been, sleeping for some time. It's just unbelievable because the article that I read last evening, they had the Secret Service and all kinds of governmental entities involved in this investigation for some time. And I've just, they had agencies involved that I've never heard of ever being involved in anything. And this kind of really frightens me. I don't know if this Homeland Security kicking in or whatever it is. But it was kind of frightening when I read the article yesterday that's not included in this article today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And can you hold for a second?
Sure.
All right. We're going to continue this conversation. My name is Liz Brown. We're taking a break. Stay with me.
Play won the 2005 Tony Award and the Pulitzer Prize.
Received universal raves.
And became the biggest sensation Broadway has seen in years.
That play is Doubt, John Patrick Shanley's electrifying drama.
And now, in a very rare event, a smash hit play arrives here with its original Tony-winning star, the incomparable Cherry Jones.
The New York Times raves, Doubt is the stuff of great art.
Entertainment Weekly gives it an A, cheering this is a breathtaking play, and Cherry Jones is divine.
And the Washington Post calls Doubt a provocative drama that resonates profoundly with audiences.
Don't miss this truly rare chance to experience director Doug Hughes' powerhouse production of the play that has theatergoers buzzing long after the curtain falls.
With Cherry Jones, the star who is making theatrical history in the role of a lifetime.
The most talked about play of the year, Doubt.
Call for tickets today.
Coming to the Fox Theater February 20th through 25th. On sale now at the Fox and through Metrotix. Presented by the Repertory Theater of St. Louis.
Head Thumping Talk Radio with Brett Rosen has a new time, Tuesdays from 10 until noon, right here on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues that matter most to you.
Good morning, this is Liz Brown. And let me tell you this, if you attend only one public meeting this year, this is the one that you need to attend. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, that's DESE, will be in town on January 30th, Tuesday, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University. Why? They want to hear from you about your opposition to the state takeover of our district. Look,
This is an important meeting. Everybody needs to be there. If you only attend one meeting this year, attend this one. Tuesday, January 30th, from 6 to 9 at Harrisdale University in the main auditorium at 3026 McLean. Be there.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I know I'm praying for much too much, but could you send me the only man she loved? I know you don't do it usually, but dear Lord, she's dying to dance with my father. And this is all I ever dream.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Don't forget on Friday, a brand new program on the Wake Up Call, Wellness 101. Dr. Rosa Kincaid will be joining the show at 9 o'clock, every 9 o'clock, to talk about Wellness 101. Oh, yeah, alternative, holistic, natural alternatives for you out there. You don't want to miss this brand new program starting on the Wake Up Call. Dr. Rosa Kincaid will be joining me for Wellness 101. Charles Quincy True. I'm looking at this article that came out yesterday, or at least a press release, that said that with respect to this John Bowman indictment, the Eastern District of Missouri Identity Theft Task Force, which includes the St. Louis City and County Police Department, the United States Postal Inspection Service, Social Security Administration Office, Inspector General, and the United States Secret Service, and Assistant U.S. Attorneys, dying.
You know, that's what was really frightening. And if that's not enough to send a wake-up call to everybody that's out there, and this ain't, and I'm not saying that Bowman is guilty of anything, but anybody that's out there that's thinking that everything that you are doing is not being closely scrutinized, I always thought that Secret Service was presidential. The Presidential Protection Authority that primarily worked only with protecting the president.
Secret Service.
So, yeah, I didn't, you know, so this is really something that I think we need to really watch very closely and to do some in-depth discussion in terms of
what this means.
What this means, mm-hmm. You know, because John was very visible in the defeat of talent and working very closely with him, with her, doing that campaign. And I don't know if this payback, I don't know what it is, but if it isn't, you know, you need to have to put that in the back of your mind. So
Should he step down as the chair of the caucus, though?
Oh, well, yes, chairman of the caucus. I think, he's going to have to do that. I hate to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not passing any judgment on him, but I think he needs to. If he don't step down, he should
He needs to step in.
Stand aside until this issue is cleared up, because the Black Caucus has enough challenges already. The last thing we need to do is to lessen their weight and presence. And I think this does that.
There you go.
I think he probably should step aside if he don't want to step down. But that's going to be a decision that he's going to have to make. And he's pretty credible. I've always known him as being a great guy, you know. And I was shocked and was beyond stunned when I read this yesterday. And I thought maybe it wasn't real. But then when I saw the picture in the morning.
I think that that is a story in and of itself. The fact that they just slapped any old black guy's picture up on the front page, top of the fold, so that any post box that you, the mail or newspaper box that you pass today, you're going to see the picture of this person and where it's, and it says Bank of America VP is indicted. That's the big picture.
Well, then maybe this is the picture of the VP. I don't know.
It doesn't say, but next to it it says State Representative John Bowman.
Yeah.
So that's a caption. I believe that's the caption that goes to the picture.
Well, it's clear that the biggest fish in this pond is John Bowman. I mean,
they don't have the picture of the guy that's accused of stealing $1.2 million. They have just a blackface picture up there. So the post dispatch is making it clear what this story is about.
Well, you know, it's going to be really, I hope that this is a learning process and a learning curve for all of us. And I think it's going to be critical that we critically analyze every aspect of this thing as it progresses.
Oh, and also all of the reporters that the Post-Dispatch put on this story. Six or seven reporters on this story? There was Jake Wagman. There was Joe Mannies. There was Derek Kravitz. There was Virginia Young all on this, okay? All of these people.
Yeah, that was the who's who.
That, you know, Jake Wagman, Joe Mannies, Derek Kravitz, and Virginia Young contributed.
That's all political. That's basically political.
And then there's the byline by Robert Patrick. So we're talking about, what, six reporters?
Yeah, that's a major. Black people don't get that kind of ink.
Not that kind
or weight or presence.
There you go.
This is going to be interesting to watch. I just wish John and his family the best.
Mm. Well, apparently all his family has to do is just wait. The rest of their pictures are going to be in the front page of the paper, too.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. You know, I'm just...
That's crummy. If this is a picture of his son, that's crummy beyond description.
Yeah.
That is crummy beyond description. And I got a roll, Quince.
Take care.
Thank you. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Bob.
I didn't read the statement that Representative Rangel, when they asked him about what he thought of President Bush. Did you hear his quote?
I did not hear his quote.
Well, he said that... this is not quote, I'm not reading it, but it said when he thinks of President Bush, it assures him that the myth of white supremacy has been resolved once and for all. So I guess he's right on that. Yeah, I kind of felt that would be a big story.
I wonder if all of our calls from St. Louis made him back up off of this is my president.
I think
our calls from St. Louis to Charlie Rangel's office made him back up off of his comments.
Yeah, I'll get an email. I want to send you that because they have the quote on the website.
Okay.
And the other thing is, I don't know how the rest of you all can handle 22 months of the major networks giving us a campaign. Nearly 2 years away, but I have set my remote so that if any time I hear election or campaign or politics, I go to Law and Order or the Animal Channel or anything because I can't take it. I'm going to wait until at least 6 months before the election when they've decided who they want to run. Before I even listen to them talk about each other.
Wow, I'm loving it. It's a wonderful. I mean, because Bob, you know so much. This is a different place than we've ever been in politically. When we're looking at 21 Republican senators that are up for re-election in 2008, and we're looking at an unpopular president whose approval ratings are 30% or lower, we're looking at an unpopular war. We're looking at a brand new majority in Congress. We're looking at an electorate that is hundreds of thousands of people showed up in Washington, D.C. to protest against the war. This is the time that we need to be paying attention.
Yes, but these things are so important. We can't wait 22 months for everybody else to say who's going to clear up this mess.
But that's why I'm digging that the conversations are starting right now. John Edwards is talking right now. Obama is starting to talk right now. Hillary is misleading us right now. I mean, mean, there are all kinds of conversations that are going on right now that I think that are starting earlier, and I'm glad for it, and we just need to force them to say more.
Well, they need to do more now, and I appreciate what you're saying, and I hope that it will be interesting to you to listen, but I think it will be so much static between now and at least 6 months before the election that it won't be worth anything.
Oh, I think it will.
There'll be too many boys, girls killed by the time this election comes up.
Now, that I agree with you. That I agree with you. That there will be too many deaths. Thank you, Bob. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Hey, good morning, brother. This is Attorney Liz Brown. How you doing?
Brother Bob, good morning.
Oh, Brother Bob is doing great. Look, I just want to say, as you know, I'm a member of the International Urban Institute, which you and Attorney Irene J. Smith have co-founded with a lot of the other citizens in the community there. And that, you know, the different committees are really working. I think the fruit of it begin to be revealed. And as a member, I was able to go down and make sure, you know, I graduated from the old Vashon High School, which is now Harris Stowe. I wanted to make sure we had handicapped accessible. We also have an elevator there. So for the night meeting from 6 to 9, dealing with the defects with DESE, with DESE coming in, so we can say we do not support the takeover of the public schools. So those which is a handicap, they can make sure that they will have access to it. And thank you so much, Officer.
Thank you so much for all that you do. Listen, folks, don't forget the meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at Harris Stowe University. Be there tonight. Say what needs to be said in opposition to this wicked, wicked, wicked act of taking away our right to vote, trying to nullify our votes. Be there tonight at 6 o'clock right there, Laclede, in the major auditorium of Harris Stowe University. I'll see you tonight. Until then, thanks for listening and stay strong.
If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below that the below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution. The air filled with brothers. How can you sustain?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. In trouble, more and more people who need help or can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.